message from Major League Baseball.
Reno Aces Baseball is on the air. Now let's head to the ballpark with Zach Beirutti.
Good evening, everybody. From Greater Nevada Field in downtown Reno, Zach Beirutti, so glad to have you with us for another edition of Reno Aces Baseball on the radio, and excited to once again be joined by Jessica Kleinschmidt. It's game two of this six-game series. The Reno Aces, the AAA affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks, the Las Vegas Aviators, the AAA affiliate of the Oakland A's. It's, again, the second game of this series, and welcome to our audience online and soon to be joined by our television audience on MILB TV. Always happy to be joined by Jess. How are we doing today?
I'm good. I'm back, and I'm so appreciative. I love being able to write Reno in the place that this game took place. It makes
me
happy.
I do know, and we all know it has a special place in your heart. Obviously great to have you back in your hometown and to be doing what you do best and talking about baseball, not only baseball, giving us insights to some of these A's prospects. So appropriately you're here. How's it feel now to have a game under your belt seeing the Aviators for the first time in person?
It's great. And look, at Adam Rosales is on there exchanging the lineup cards.
Oh, yeah,
it's
Rosie's
amazing.
Out there.
Rosie's out there.
Yeah, Rosie and Gil Velasquez exchanging those lineup cards right now. Well, Gil Velasquez hoping that the lineup that he penciled today is going to be the lineup that wins a 10th straight game versus the Aviators. Reno's won 9 straight versus Vegas, including last night's by a final of 5-1. Nice for the Aces to get some home cooking last night as we take it back to last night's contest. It was a scoreless game going into the fifth. Some great pitching early on, and the Aviators got the first run of the game. It came on an error, a ball kicked in right field by Dominic Canzone that allowed Luis Barrera to score. It came on a single by Will Simonite to give the Aviators a 1-0 lead, but the Aces would score 5 unanswered runs after that. 2 in the fifth, 3 in the sixth. The 2-run double by Dominic Canzone in the fifth inning to give Reno a 2-1 lead, and that helped Canzone atone for that error that he committed leading to the unearned run. And then 3 runs in the sixth inning, an RBI double by Seth Beer, a sack fly by Buddy Kennedy, and an RBI single by Jose Herrera. The Aces scored 5 runs over the fifth and sixth innings and went on to a 5-1 win last night. Our final totals, the Aces 5 runs, 9 hits, 1 error. They left 3 stranded. The Aviators 1 run, 6 hits, 1 error. They left 5. The winning pitcher, Ryan Nelson, now 10-5. The losing pitcher, Colin Wiles, now 8-11. There was no save in a game that took just 2 hours and 10 minutes in the paid attendance last night. 3,197. 3,197 here at Greater Nevada Field. Turning our attention to tonight's ball game and game two of the series, it'll be Jeff Bain on the mound for the Aces, and he'll be opposed by Jared Koenig. We've seen him a bunch this season. A great story was at the low levels of independent ball played in Australia, and against all odds made his major league debut this season. Jess and I will talk about that. She'll of course have some great insights into Jared Koenig's big league tenure this season. So that's our starting pitching matchup, and the Aces come into this game leading the Aviators by 8 games in the PCL West, and if the Aces win tonight, they would lead by 9 games, and that is the most they've led in the West this season. If they can get to 9 games, they've led by as many as 8.5, but they've not led by 9, so that's what's at stake tonight. Plus, as I mentioned, Reno trying to win its 10th straight versus Vegas. We'll talk about all that and give you the starting lineups and have the first pitch for you after the national anthem. We'll turn it over to the stadium public address here at Greater Nevada Field.
Thank you.
some stunning harmonies with the national anthem tonight. Open our ball game, Zach Beirutti, Jessica Kleinschmidt. Glad to have you with us from Greater Nevada Field, and welcome to our audience tuning in on MILB TV. Sam Farnsworth directing our broadcast tonight, along with our outstanding video team. It's game two of this six-game series. The Reno Aces, the AAA affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks, and the Las Vegas Aviators, the AAA affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Welcome to downtown Reno. Let's give you the starting lineups, and we'll start with the Aviators as posted by manager Fran Reardon. Leading off, the center fielder Mickey McDonald batting second. The designated hitter Jordan Diaz hitting third. The right fielder Luis Barrera. Cleanup batter third baseman Matt Davidson hitting fifth. The first baseman David McKinnon batting sixth and playing second base Nate Mondu. And rounding out the order for Vegas, batting seventh, the shortstop Kevin Smith hitting eighth. The left fielder Dalton Kelly batting ninth and catching, it's Will Simonite. Again for the Aviators, McDonald in center, Diaz the DH, Barrera in right, Davidson at third, McKinnon at first, Mondu at second, Smith the shortstop, Kelly in left, and Simonite catching. The starting nine for the first place Aces posted by manager Gil Velasquez. Leading off, center fielder Dominic Fletcher. Batting second, the shortstop Wilmer Defoe. Hitting third, right fielder Jordan Lupolo making his Aces debut. The cleanup batter is first baseman Seth Beer. Hitting fifth, the second baseman Buddy Kennedy. Batting sixth, the DH Jose Herrera. Rounding it out for Reno. Batting seventh, the left fielder Dominic Canzone. Hitting eighth and catching Dominic Maroglio. Batting ninth, third baseman Camden Duzenac. Again for the Aces, Fletcher in center, Defoe at short, Lupolo in right, Beer at first, Kennedy at second, Herrera the DH, Canzone in left, Maroglio catching, and Duzenac at third. Jared Koenig will start for the Aviators. We'll talk more about him when he toes the slab in the bottom of the first, but it's Jeff Bain on the mound, and his first pitch is right on time at 6:35 Pacific time, and it is going to miss up and away for ball one. The game time temperature is 93 degrees here in downtown Reno under blue skies. So are you chuckling about that? Is that swung on in line into right field and a base hit off the bat of Mickey McDonald, and that is how our ball game begins. So McDonald continues his hot hitting. Speaking of hot, went 3-for-4 yesterday. McDonald 1-for-1 today. And you, I think, are thinking that it's warmer than 93 right now?
It is now after that hit. Mickey McDonald continues to impress. I love his approach to the plate and even his outfield playing abilities, being able to roam all over the place. So I think he upticked the temperature a little bit.
He is a tremendous ball player and been very entertaining to watch going back to last season as that's fouled back by Jordan Diaz. And the count, nothing and one. The Aviators wearing their traveling gray pants. They're wearing their blue tops with the orange sleeves. Aviators written diagonally in yellow and orange across the chest. A white number on the lower left front of the jersey. A white number on the back of the blue jersey with the last name of each Vegas player in blue and white letters on the back of the jersey above the numbers. That's swung on and missed. And it's nothing in two. And the Aviators have their blue caps with LV on the front in orange. No balls and two strikes to Jordan Diaz, playing in his 12th game with the Aviators since coming up from AA Midland. And with Vegas, he's batting .370, off to a fast start. 17 for his first 46, a home run and 10 ribbies. And there he takes low and outside. And it's 1-2. The Aces, their traditional home whites, white pants, white tops. Aces written in blue cursive script across the chest, trimmed in red, a red number on the lower left front of the jersey. A blue number trimmed in red on the back of the white jersey. The Aces have the last name of each of their players in blue block letters above the numeral on the back of the jersey as that pitch misses up and in, and it's 2-2. And the Aces have their traditional home caps, the blue cap, the white letter A with the red diamond inside. The Ace of Diamonds outfield straight away. And a count, two balls and two strikes to Diaz and a pitch. And it is in tight. And it's 3-2. The outfield left to right for Reno, Dominic Canzone, Dominic Fletcher, Jordan Lupolo. The infield third to first, Camden Duzenac, Wilmer Defoe, Buddy Kennedy, Seth Beer, Dominic Maroglio behind the plate. And the right-hander Jeff Bain out of Cal Poly Pomona delivers, and it's swung on and grounded sharply. And a diving stop made by the second baseman Kennedy. His only play is to first as McDonald was off with the pitch. And that was a great adjustment on the fly by Kennedy, who was going to cover the bag with the runner being in motion, and then he had a double back and a fall to his left to secure it. Gave a look to second. Nobody was there to cover, and Kennedy a throw to first to get Diaz on a sharply hit ball chest. That was a nice adjustment by Kennedy.
Yeah, you saw the momentum of him running toward the bag, and he had to do a quick backhand situation. And it would have been difficult for him to make that play at second, especially with the wheels on Mickey. Wonderful job by him.
Obviously timely there that they sent McDonald. So that probably is a double play if McDonald's not going on the pitch. So McDonald at second base, one out, and Luis Barrera in from the left side. Luis batting .283, 6 home runs, 37 runs batted in, has seen some big league time this year as that pitch misses in tight for ball one. Were you at the game where he hit that walk-off?
I was, and I got to talk to him. I was drenched in Gatorade at the end of the game. Tony Kemp had amazing, I don't even know how to describe it, choreography. The way he threw the Gatorade on Luis, it was beautiful.
Pitch is swung on and missed, and the count one and two, was it like a just an avalanche of Gatorade, or was it a...
I wish I could almost describe it, but he found the right position, and Luis got every ounce of the Gatorade. You've seen those before. Sometimes they miss.
Oh, yeah. Because that swung on and fouled off to the left, and it's one and two.
And we're talking to Luis about it, saying, you got to give Tony Kemp some props on that. He's like, oh, yeah, it was a beautiful thing.
One ball and two strikes. And the funny thing about it is that Barrera had a miserable game defensively the day that he hit the walk-off.
I remember that.
And then, as they say in Dumber Dumber, went ahead and totally redeemed himself as that pitch is swung on and missed, and down on strikes goes Barrera.
I was going to say, just like in Canto, we don't talk about the defense. Or Bruno.
Two away, and Davidson coming to the plate. Davidson, the former ace, batting .304, 20 homers and 46 runs batted in. And for Davidson, the 20 home runs with the Aviators coming in 70 games with Vegas. He had 8 homers in 11 games with the Aces to start his season before being called up by the D-backs. That pitch in for a strike, and it's nothing in one to Davidson. Batting with McDonald at second base. And two outs. No score, just underway, top of the first. There is Sun in center field and in right. The Sun extending into the alley and left. But Canzone, just to his right, has the big shadow bank. The pitch is swung on, popped up. This is going to be back out of play to our right. And it's nothing and two on Davidson.
I know there's two outs, but I really like seeing Mickey McDonald on the bag. He just wants to go so bad.
I think he's just fantasizing about stealing third base with two outs.
Yeah.
Here's the 0-2, and it's swung on and missed. Well, he's not going to get a chance as Davidson down on strikes to end the inning. And a good inning for Bain, despite giving up the leadoff single to McDonald, who, by the way, is 4-5 in this series. McDonald stranded in scoring position. No runs, a hit, no errors, and a man left. We played half an inning in downtown Reno. It's the Aviators nothing, and the Aces coming up.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it costs a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express, now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit renoortho.com.
Don't let ouch ruin your day. Swift Orthopedic Urgent Clinic will get you the care and treatment you need when you need it. Swift accepts walk-ins and same-day appointments. Their orthopedic specialists are experienced in diagnosing and treating car accident or personal injuries, sports injuries, broken bones, strains and sprains, muscle pain, injured joints, and back and neck pain. With locations in Sparks and in Reno, relief isn't far away. Learn more at swifturgentclinic.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Score, we go to the bottom of the first inning in downtown Reno, Greater Nevada Field. Game two of this series, Zach Beirute, Jessica Kleinschmidt. Glad to have you with us on MILB TV, the Aces Digital Network, and Jared Koenig, the left-hander, making the start tonight for the Aviators. And his first pitch is in for a called strike, and it's nothing in one to Dominic Fletcher. The outfield left to right for Vegas, Dalton Kelly, Mickey McDonald, and Luis Barrera. They are slightly swung towards left. The pitch is in the dirt to the outside. And it's 1-1. The infield around the horn, third to first. Matt Davidson, Kevin Smith, Nate Mondu, and David McKinnon. Will Simonite behind the plate. And Koenig, the southpaw from Aptos, just outside of Santa Cruz, California, on the mound as Fletcher swings and shoots one into center field and a base hit. So Dominic Fletcher, who was watching some film before the game, maybe about 45 minutes or so before the game of the last time that he faced Koenig. It was in Vegas. Was kind of studying that, seeing how Koenig was trying to work him. He singles off in his first at bat.
That's always something that people don't talk about. I'm a firm believer in film, especially a guy like Koenig who's had quite a few major league innings this season.
Koenig, a relative unknown before this season. 35th round selection, the 1,038th pick in the 2014 draft by the White Sox as that swung on and missed. And it's nothing in one to Wilmer Defoe. And his last stop collegiately was Cal State Monterey Bay. He went to Central Arizona College, then Old Dominion for a year, and then 2016 attended Cal State Monterey Bay. As the pitch is outside, and it's 1-1. There's a great aquarium in Monterey Bay.
Oh yeah, well I've lived in Marina for a few years.
Yeah, no, yeah. I was telling our audience. I know you. Oh. I know you. Yeah, sorry, I wasn't.
I'm like, is this our first day meeting?
I'm fully aware. Cannery Row. And the time is called. That's what it is, right? Down there in Monterey Bay.
But Cannery, that is where Cannery I found Row. Out that otters hold hands while they're sleeping.
Do they really?
They do. Just so they don't lose each other, because when they're sleeping, they're just the cutest thing. Sorry.
Pitch up and away, and it's 2-2. Have you been brought to tears?
Never. No.
Well, now I know that otters might make you emotional.
If you're ever...
We won't go there.
And I think that's what they...
triggered.
I think CSU Monterey Bay, they were the otters as well as their mascot. So
really?
Maybe the mascots held hands.
Pitch is swung on and popped up. This is to the right side, and it's going to be the outfielder Barrera from right coming in toward the line. And Barrera makes the catch. That one hung up, it seemed like forever, yeah, for Defoe. And with one away, Jordan Luplo coming up next. So Luplo, who arrived here today, he was optioned just the other day and arrived here today. And for Luplo, he's making his Aces debut. Has been with the D-backs all season, 73 games with the D-backs, hit 163 with 11 homers and 27 runs batted in. And he's batting from the right side. And originally a selection of the Pittsburgh Pirates, the 100th overall pick in 2014. Same draft as Koenig, as that pitch is a strike and it's nothing and one out of Fresno State.
Yeah, I know Luplo was wanting to get some more consistent at-bats, and he said that he believes that's going to help him in the long run. He's got some sneaky power there, too. He just needs some more consistency with his average and get more bat on the ball.
Pitch missing in tight, and it's 1-1. He was in AAA for a short time last season in 2021. Played with the Indians and the Rays organizations. With Durham and Columbus. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner, and it's 1-2. And Luplo, veteran of 312 major league games, and a 211 average lifetime in the big leagues. In AAA, this is his 161st overall appearance in his career, a 294 career AAA hitter, as the time is called. McKinnon stepping off a moment. 1-2. Fletcher is at first base with one out, and the pitch swung on and lifted foul out of play to the right, and now 1-2.
Yeah, Luplo is a guy who loves to face lefties, so seeing him in this lineup is certainly good. He's also a guy that's really good off the bench. A personal favorite of mine, reminds me of the Chad Pinders of the world.
Love Chad.
We love
one
Chad.
One of my all-time favorites. 1-2, and a pitch, and it is in tight. Good take there by Luplo. Pitch missing just off the inside, 2-2. Luplo made his major league debut with the team that drafted him, the Pirates, in 2017, in 27 games in the big leagues, his first foray. Hit 205, three homers, 11 runs batted in 2017. Got back there in 2018 for 37 games, and he swings at this one. It's a fly ball deep to left. Kelly going back. Kelly is at the wall, and Kelly looks up, and it's gone. And off the Coors Light sign, Jordan Luplo. His first home run in an ace, or his first at bat in Aces uniform is a home run, and he gives the Aces a 2-0 lead. That ball just jumped off his bat and hit over the yellow line, and Kelly tracked it back all the way and then had to just turn and watch it go off of the keeping Reno chill sign.
Well, and there's almost no effort behind that. Looks like he pretty much put the bat out there, but we can revisit that quote I told you heading into it. Luplo said, "I like doubles and I like homers. That's kind of my game."
Well, there's one of the two as that pitch is in for a strike, and it's nothing and one. It gives the Aces a 2-0 lead.
Hat tip to Theo Mackey of the Arizona Republic for that quote.
There's the 0-1, and it's swung on and missed, and a count nothing and two. Nice citation, by the way.
Thank you. There was a very well-known broadcaster who would use quotes from my articles and never credited me, so...
0-2 is lined into center field, a base hit, and that is a two-strike mistake there from Jared Koenig. That was center cut, and Seth Beer hit it on the button into straightaway center field. So three hits in the inning for the Aces, and now Beer at first base with one out.
It'll be interesting to see if Koenig can kind of even himself out. I know his last outing was actually in relief with the A's. Few strong innings coming out of the bullpen. His velocity was there. I just don't know what the transition could be coming back from that. But we talked to Mark Codsey about it. He did say he wants to continue, obviously, stretching him out as a starter. I'm just always curious how they have to go from that and then back down and then go. It's a different kind of role.
First pitch misses for ball one, and the second one is over the shoelaces of Kennedy. And it's two balls and no strikes. Yeah, that's what... I think the casual baseball fan doesn't quite understand about some of the trials and tribulations when you're put in different roles like that, and baseball players being such creatures of habit, getting out of your routine, and not to mention if you're going up and down between AAA and the big leagues, there's a lot of travel involved as that's swung on and missed, and the count 2-1. But I don't think a lot of people really take that into consideration.
Yeah, not to mention the fact where he had to go up against the Yankees, and it was a situation where we had to figure, it was an emergency situation. He had to get out of the bullpen. So they never going to complain about it, but I could imagine that messes with things. You talk about every fifth day. You talk about how they're used to it, their mentality, and does he have the same pregame routine as he would as if he was coming out of the bullpen? But he looked so solid coming out of the bullpen, so there's at least that. But even today, the A's had usual starter Zach Logue coming out of the bullpen, so you never really know. Box of chocolates up there sometimes.
Last pitch was fouled back by Kennedy, and that one is strike three called on the outside corner. Nice pitch there by Koenig. That ball was right on the outside edge. And Buddy Kennedy down looking.
That's great placement by Koenig. I recently heard the term nibbling. I never heard that until this season.
Really?
I never heard that. And shout out to Adam Aller for explaining it to me without making me feel like an idiot.
Well, now with ABS, there might be instances where nibbling's not going to get you calls anymore.
Yeah.
That pitch is in tight, ball one. It used to be, you know, you'd nibble here, nibble there, and if you were nibbling good enough throughout the game, you know, later in the game you'd get those calls. And,
yeah.
You know, with automatic balls and strikes, it just doesn't work like that anymore. Obviously not the big league level, but here it's been an adjustment for pitchers. That's swung on and missed by Herrera, and it's 1-1.
You want to talk about another guy who's really good against lefties. Herrera's batting over 400 against southpaws.
Batting 294 with Reno, a home run and five runs batted in for Jose. Beer at first base, and the pitch is swung on and grounded through into right field and a base hit. And Beer is going to accelerate around second, and Beer headed for third. He will make it in there standing. So Jose Herrera, who we saw beat the shift yesterday for a two-out RBI single, that was the last pitch thrown by Colin Wiles yesterday. This time Jose batting from the right side against the lefty Koenig, sprays it the opposite way to the right side of the infield, and gives the Aces runners at the edges with two outs. And now Dominic Canzone batting 273, 12 homers and 53 runs batted in. Canzone had the two-run double that put the Aces on the board yesterday, and he gave them a 2-1 lead, and that pitch in for a strike, and it's nothing in one to Canzone.
I looked up how he did in the Arizona Fall League. I don't even know how to describe it.
Crushed it.
In Arizona, I didn't know it can get even hotter.
Swung on and fouled off to the left, and it's nothing in two.
The thing that was interesting was he was trying to work with his Hillsborough Hops coach or hitting coach, and I'm always intrigued by how these guys have to retool their swing. And he was so sore afterwards because of the things that you have to change in your body. But whatever it's he did, it's working.
A pitch in the dirt and a nice stop by Simonite sliding to his left. Simonite probably saving a run there, even with Seth Beer, who's not that fast at third base. If that ball gets by Simonite, probably Beer at least tries it down the line with two outs. One ball and two strikes. And a pitch is inside, off the inside part of the plate, and it's 2-2 to Canzone.
Not a guy you want to throw anything high to because he finishes high in his swing, so got to be careful with those.
2-2, and a swing and a little looper into right field, and that'll fall in front of Barrera for a base hit, who is blinded by the sun. It is going to be a throw toward third from Barrera, and fortunately for the Aces, Jose Herrera held at second base, so Barrera did not have a chance to throw out Herrera. And Dominic Canzone with an RBI single, he continues to stay hot. That's not the hardest hit ball that Dom's had this season by any means, but Dominic Canzone getting it done on some softer contact that time. And here comes Steve Conley, the pitching coach for the Aviators. So 3-0 Reno, and it'll be Canzone at first and Herrera at second, with the Aces holding a 3-0 lead. Did you get a chance to talk to Steve Conley ever?
I haven't, no.
Yeah, great dude. Was with him in Stockton for a couple of seasons. So Conley meeting with the battery of Koenig and Simonite on the mound. I want to say this is the most that the Aces, and I can go back and take a look, but I think this is the most the Aces have ever gotten to Jared Koenig. He has excelled versus Reno.
That's what I assumed as well, and that's what I thought is also. And, you know, he's had a long week, and I'll give him that. It's interesting to see, like I said, with the transition of all, probably just being told by Conley, you know, obviously, this is a tough inning. If it's one guy who can even himself out after this, it's Koenig.
Pitch to Dominic Maroglio in for a called strike, and it's nothing in one. Well, kind of to my point, on the 5th of this month, he went 7 innings in Vegas, gave up just one run on 4 hits while striking out 6. And the start before that here at Greater Nevada Field, his only other start here came on May 19th as the pitch is in the dirt. And it's 2 balls and no strikes. And in that outing, he went 5 2/3, allowed 3 runs on 9 hits. He faced the Aces first on April the 8th. That was his first start of the year, and that was in Vegas. And he gave up just 1 earned run on 4 hits in 4 innings while striking out 7, and looked really sharp in that outing. The 2-0 is taken for a strike, and it's 2-1 to Maroglio. So the Aces have scored 3 runs off Koenig before, but only 3 5 2/3 innings here back on May 19th. Right now they have 3 in the bottom of the first and a 3-0 lead with a count 2-1 to Maroglio. The pitch is swung on and missed. Off speed from Koenig, and it's 2-2.
Yeah, you know, this guy isn't a heavy strikeout guy. He actually earned his first major league win without tallying a strikeout. So hearing those numbers, that's good to hear. He's got some in his back pocket, ever if need be.
His only major league win.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that there was a time in his career where he didn't expect to have one major league win as he spins and looks Herrera back to the bag at second again. Koenig was at the lowest levels of indie ball. I mean, the Pecos League. Pacific Association. As that's grounded foul just wide of third.
I do have a photo from his first major league win. Actually, he was interviewing the post-game show on the radio with one Mr. Vince Catronio.
Koenig,
shout out to Vince. Koenig standing there being spoken to with a Bud Light. Oh, I think it was a Coors Light in his right hand, just soaking it all in. What the A's do in the clubhouse after a win is they smoke up the place. It's a really cool, like, old-school vibe to see, and he was just stoked.
There's the 2-2 and a swing and a foul back. Well, his experience with the Coors Light, not not on par with that one here in the first inning, because his Coors Light experience here in the first is when Luplo hit a home run off the Coors Light sign.
And I want to specify the smoke is from a smoke machine, just so we're clear.
I figured as much. Yeah. But
I mean, sometimes there's like a Snoop Dogg concert right next door, and that's different type of smoke.
It's the 2-2, and a swing and a flare and a right and a base hit. Barrera's hitting third base. He's being sent by Gil Velasquez. Barrera's throw is going to go to third. It will not be in time. And it's another two-out RBI single, this time off the bat of Dominic Maroglio. And the Aces continue to pour it on here in the home half of the first. They lead 4-0, and Maroglio going the opposite way off the end of the bat and dumped it toward the line and right. And Jose Herrera with two outs, obviously going on contact, scores easily. And still runners at the corners, still two outs. And this is going to be a short outing here for Jared Koenig. And again, the way that he has pitched versus the Aces this season, this is kind of a stunner. He has really had Reno's number this year. And he does not make it out of the first, as he gives up four runs. He leaves responsible for runners at the corners. It'll be Canzone at third and Maroglio at first, and the ninth place hitter Camden Dusenak when we come back after this call to the bullpen break. And we will see 6'9" right-hander Brian Howard on the mound, and that is coming up next. As again, this is a call to the bullpen break at the bottom of the first. The Aces 4 and the Aviators nothing on MILB TV and the Aces digital network.
Money talks. Unfortunately, it usually says things like, "Let's buy a dune buggy," or, "Sure, Daryl will pay us back. He's our brother-in-law." That's why there's cashback checking from Greater Nevada Credit Union. With cashback checking, every time you spend money, you earn money. So the only thing your money will say is, "When did you get so smart about money?" Cashback checking. Just another way Greater Nevada Credit Union helps more people live greater. Learn more at livegreater.com or your local branch. Federally insured by NCUA.
Ready to try something new, healthy, and original? Come visit Salad Works at 5150 May Ann Avenue. With over 60 fresh ingredients to choose from, you can create a salad as original as you are, or enjoy our soups, signature sandwiches, wraps, panini melts, or warm grain bowls. We're even fueling kids' originality with kids' work meals. So don't miss the fun, freshness, and flavor at Salad Works. Sign up for Salad Works Rewards to become an exclusive member and receive a free salad at sign up. Salad Works. Be original. Original.
At Firehouse Subs, we make our subs differently because our subs can make a difference. Like our spicy Cajun chicken sub with sliced, grilled Cajun seasoned chicken breast, melted pepper jack cheese, house-made Cajun mayo and jalapenos, all on a toasted sub roll. Order online or on the app to have your subs ready for pickup or delivery. Only at Firehouse Subs. Participating U.S. locations.
Six-foot-nine right-hander Brian Howard will deal a called strike to Camden Dusenak, and it's nothing and one. Dusenak in from the right side, and we are still in the bottom of the first inning. The Aces with a 4-0 lead. Center fielder McDonald is slightly towards left, and Howard deals, and it's swung on and lined foul over the head of Giancarlo Cintron, who's in the first base coach's box right now. Again, it's Canzone at third and Maroglio at first. Back-to-back RBI singles with two outs by Canzone and Maroglio. Jordan Luplo in his first at-bat with the Aces with a home run. Here's the 0-2 on the way, and it is up and outside, and it's 1-2. One ball and two strikes, and a pitch, and a swing and a fly ball straight away center field. McDonald is there, and McDonald will get camped and make the catch, and that ends the inning. But what an inning for the Aces. They get four runs, and they knock Jared Koenig out of the game in the first inning. Four runs on six hits. There were no Aviators errors, and two men left stranded. So through an inning in downtown Reno, it's the Aces 4, the Aviators nothing on MILB TV and the Aces digital network.
Life, it's not always sunshine and rainbows. It can be tough, but spoiler alert, there's no perfect time to live greater. People in Nevada, it's time to do more than you've done before. Maybe buy a home in Carson City, start a business in Reno, or retire to a cabin in the Ruby Mountains. With help from Greater Nevada Credit Union, you can do anything. It's a matter of fact. Live greater. It's go time.
Start at livegreater.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
You know Red Robin as the home of 25 gourmet burgers and free refills of bottomless fries. And now for premium Donato's Pizza. Every Donato's Pizza is made fresh to order and loaded edge to edge with toppings, like the large signature pepperoni topped with 100 mouth-watering pepperonis. Go ahead, count them. Whatever you and your crew are craving, Red Robin has you covered. With gourmet burgers, bottomless fries, and Donato's Pizza. Dine in, to go, or delivery. Now, sing it with me.
Red Robin.
Yum.
For 30 years, Camelot Party Rentals has offered the largest selection of tents, linens, tables, chairs, and wedding rentals, and is the largest party rentals provider in Reno, Lake Tahoe, and Northern Nevada. Camelot Party Rentals has event specialists that will help you create any event, big or small. Visit their showroom where you can see firsthand all they have to offer for your special event. Go to CamelotPartyRentals.com. That's CamelotPartyRentals.com. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5.
Well, the Aces with the early start, a 4-0 lead, and David McKinnon in from the right side to start the top of the second at the plate for the Aviators. Jeff Bain had a nice rest. It was a long bottom of the first, and Bain deals low and in to McKinnon. Bain gave up a leadoff single to Mickey McDonald and then proceeded to retire the next three batters in a row, including back-to-back strikeouts of Barrera and Davidson to end the inning. Pitch is swung on and lined and caught by Camden Dusenak. A rocket off the bat of McKinnon, and Camden Dusenak right there with the glove falling to his right to make the catch for out number one. That was scalded, and Dusenak on his knees reaching the glove up to his right, making the catch.
That guy's always been a gamer, though. He's
always
an absolute gamer.
Always.
I could just watch him play, like hitting batting practice, and he's so in tuned.
Only position he's not played this season is first base.
Interesting.
Pitch is taken for a strike, and it's nothing in one. I'm told that will happen at some point. As it should. I mean, if you have one box to check, you might as well just get it done.
Absolutely.
The 0-1, and a swing and a foul back to our left, and it's nothing in two. No balls, two strikes to Nate Mondu. Speaking of gamers, Nate Mondu qualifies.
I agree. I love the way he uses the field. Despite his short stature, he takes advantage of every piece of that field, and I really appreciate that.
Swings and lines that one off to the left. And always a candidate, Mondu, to grind out a good at-bat.
He's got that short swing that sometimes you just can't get past it.
Nate batting .274, 7 homers, 50 runs batted in. Pitch is low and in.
Maybe that's why his name isn't Nate Mondont. I'm trying to get back on your level again, Zach. I'm trying.
I'm never on your level. Here's the 1-2, and it's swung on and fouled back. Was it the
basic?
This pumpkin spice latte.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't think I'm ever going to be funny ever again. That did it.
You taught me all I know when it comes to being witty in those short bursts.
I got a text saying, I'm surprised you didn't say that. And just, it's a compliment for you, but also like, oh, he's right. Should have said it.
One ball, two strikes, and the pitch is swung on and pulled through the right side
there
and a base hit. And Nate finding the hole in the right side, like you mentioned, and a one on with one out.
And, you know, it's just that aspect of the game that is so important to every roster at every level. He finds the hole. You don't have to be, and they're not unlucky hits either, or lucky hits, I should say. And we mentioned that short stride right to it. It's just another gamer.
There are very few lucky hits. I mean, you know, you have well-placed hits, but gosh, hitting these days, just hitting is the hardest thing to do in sports, hitting a baseball. That pitch is low and outside, ball one.
And it's weird because I never used the term lucky or unlucky until we were talking about a Christian Pache. And a lot of his hits were very unlucky. And I never said that, but when Brad Ausmus says it, you pay attention.
One ball and no strikes to Smith. And a pitch. And it's swung on and fouled back. to make it 1-1. Smith batting .223, two homers and 30 runs batted in. Smith got a hit in his first at bat yesterday. He went 1-for-4. Aviators had six hits last night, and they were all singles.
Smitty has to get a hit. He was showing off his guns during BP earlier.
1-1. And in for a strike, and it's 1-2. Yeah, going with the sleeveless look.
Yeah. And he rolled them. He wanted us to see the gun show.
1-2. Dalton Kelly in the on-deck circle. The outfield straight away. No longer any sun on the field. Here's the 1-2, and it is a slider down and away. Good take by Smith, and it's 2-2. Aces leading 4-0. Zach Beirute, Jessica Kleinschmidt. If you didn't know, you could follow Jess on Twitter.
But you don't have to. But you should.
But you should. But you should.
At Kleinschmidt, JD.
2-2 is in tight. And a full count, 3-2. How did you do? Didn't they set up a bracket for baseball Twitter?
Yeah, and they put me against Cespedes Barbecue in the first frame.
Was that the 8-9 matchup?
Yeah.
The pitch on the way, and it swung on and fouled back.
I was like, that's not even, yeah. Like, this is a terrible matchup.
So you didn't advance?
No. There was one that I did really, really well in, but then the championship was me against Pitching Ninja. You know who was going to win that, right? Pitching Ninja.
But you made it to the finals?
I did.
Well, I mean, that's... Look, it's hard to make it to the final
four. I don't
want to
brag. I don't want to brag, but it was the best moment of my life.
Just the best moment
of
my life.
You know.
There's a swing and a pop-up. That's on the infield, and the second baseman, Kennedy, coming in, and he will yield to the shortstop, Defoe, who makes the catch for out number two. So two down. And after Mondu singles, Kevin Smith pops out to the infield. It brings up Dalton Kelly. Aces Baseball brought to you in part by your great friends at Greater Nevada Credit Union. How can we help you live greater?
Yeah, you know, Dalton Kelly was supposed to be the guy to replace Matt Olson at first base. That is a heck of a reputation to uphold to.
Here's the pitch on the way, and it is off the outside, ball one. Kelly batting .219, 13 homers, and 41 runs batted in. I don't think you're ever going to replace Matt Olson.
And I thought that was important to tell people. And, you know, we do have a very versatile squad where a lot of guys are capable of playing first base, and they all knew that. You know, Seth Brown's not going to replace Matt Olson. Steven Vogt's not going to replace Matt Olson. Any guy who gets put over there, it's not going to take place. And that is more than just the hitting. That's the defensive capabilities. And the beauty is every single guy knew that heading into it.
Pitch is swung on and missed, and it counts 2-2.
And that's not even touching the hair situation. Impossible. He never gets helmet hair, Zach. Can you remember a time where Matt Olson ever had hair out of place?
Not in Stockton.
Boom.
Pitch is swung on and popped up. This is third base foul territory, and that's going to drift into the seats and out of play. To, you know, give you an idea of how times have changed. Matt Olson was with the Stockton Ports that year, which is a super team, 2014. You know, the likes of Ryan Healy and Bruce Maxwell and Chad Pinder and Daniel Robertson.
Matt Chapman. Was he there yet?
No, Olson.
Oh,
no, Chapman was 15. Yeah,
that's right.
The mats mixed
I just
up.
Get excited.
But Olson stayed there the whole year as that pitch is swung on and missed. A slider down and in. And Dalton Kelly down on strikes. That was a nasty pitch from Jeff Bain. And Kelly down swinging. And for Bain, his third strikeout. No runs, a hit, no errors. And one man left stranded. We go to the bottom of the second inning. It's the Aces 4, the Aviators nothing on MILB-TV, the Aces Digital Network.
Wake up each morning to the Desert Sun. Desert Sun Bagel Company. Desert Sun Bagel Company uses only fresh, locally sourced ingredients. Our bagels are baked to perfection daily. Coffee from Blind Dog Roasters is always freshly brewed. And your selection is grilled to order, never microwaved. Visit us at 495 Morrill Avenue, just off 4th Street. Or place your online order at DesertSunBagels.com.
Pizzeria Lupo, Reno's first pizzeria to serve Detroit-style square pan pizzas.
Test 1, 2, 3.
You can find them alongside their New York-inspired round pies, smoked jumbo chicken wings, salads, and soft-serve ice cream. Choose from one of their masterfully crafted signature pizzas or create your own.
Test 1, 2, 3.
Order ahead online at pizzerialupo.com and find them in Reno's Midtown District at 190 West California Avenue.
Test 1, 2, 3. Test 1, 2, 3. Dominic Fletcher in from the left side as we go to the bottom of the second inning, and the Aces sent all nine to the plate in the first, so it's the top of the Reno order coming up. And the pitch on the way is taken for a strike, and it's nothing and one. Zach Beirutti, Jessica Kleinschmidt, glad to have you with us. Fletcher one for one. He started that inning with a single that first inning, and he scored on the two-run homer by Luplo. The pitch is swung on and fouled off to the left, and it's nothing and two to Fletcher. Brian Howard took over for Koenig, who did not make it out of that first inning. Howard got Camden Dusenak to fly to center to end that frame. Koenig goes two-thirds of an inning and gives up four runs, the most he's allowed to the Aces this season, as that's lined off the netting above the tarp down the left field side. No balls, two strikes to Dominic Fletcher. The turn in the 0-2 is low and inside, and it's one ball and two strikes. So Koenig, two-thirds of an inning, four runs allowed on six hits. Koenig did not walk anybody, and he did strike out one.
Just coming off that pitch right there, Brian Howard has this turkey sub curveball that he depends on. The reason why it's called a turkey sub, nothing fancy about it, gets the job done. And he actually taught it to Jesus Lizardo, who added it to his pitching repertoire.
Yes, indeed. It gets you by.
It gets it done. Ember Jesus casually mentioned it. I'm like, wait, excuse me?
The 1-2 pitch is swung on and fouled to the backstop. So it stays one ball and two strikes. Speaking of Jesus Lizardo, you got to talk with Kim Ng, the GM of the Miami Marlins, and she obviously came after Jesus and wanted him as part of a package, and now he's with the Marlins, but a guy that I thought was going to be a mainstay with the A's for years. He's swinging a ground ball to the left side and threw for a base hit. So Dominic Fletcher is two for two, and Fletcher gets the Aces started again, this time in the bottom of the second inning.
It was a really cool conversation because, you know me, I've met like some really cool people. I've even met Joey Votto.
Go ahead, name drop.
I met Joey Votto. Obviously, every A you could imagine. I was petrified to interview Kim Ng. And it was cool because I got to talk to her about the Jesus Lizardo trade. And I asked her, are you a believer in the change of scenery? And she said, yes, but I'm also a believer in left-handed pitching. And we got to talk about the deal.
Just swinging a little looper, broken bat, and backing up and not getting there was Kevin Smith. And now a throw into second for the force, and safe at second is Fletcher. Well, Smith was backing up. I think it was Smith, the guy that was backing up. He and Mondu were both back there. Or maybe it was Mondu that thought somebody else might be cutting in behind him. We'll take a look at the replay and see. And no, that was Davidson in the shift. That's who it was. Davidson was the third baseman playing in the shift, and he backed up and figured somebody might be behind him or figured he couldn't get there, and it dropped in behind him. So Wilmer Defoe with a little broken bat single right behind the overshifted third baseman Davidson on the outfield grass.
Somewhat of a difficult read on the play. Maybe they had a little bit too much confidence in Mickey McDonald to get in there. But when you're on the shift, things can get discombobulated. You're not used to being in a certain area. That's a tough, tough play and a really interesting area for that ball to drop.
First pitch misses, ball one to Luplo, who hit a two-run homer in his first Aces at bat. The pitch is taken for a strike on the outside. And it's even at one ball and one strike. Luplo, again, making his Reno debut after being optioned by the Diamondbacks. And now Howard turns, and he'll throw to second base. And back standing goes Fletcher.
You know, I also read on Luplo, he actually gives himself points for every home run that he hits. Gives himself a little bit of a game. So he's sitting pretty right now.
Does it say how he scores?
He says, every time you hit a homer, it's an automatic point. And so I think it just maybe a confidence boost of a point.
We'll have to ask him about that tomorrow, maybe, and delve into it.
This article about him was really cool.
Runners go. The pitch is swung on and missed. The throw down to third is going to be in time, and Fletcher slid into the leg of Matt Davidson, and Dominic Fletcher is grabbing his neck, and that's not what you want to see. Hopefully Fletch is okay. Fletcher slid with a head of steam right into the leg of Davidson. And that did not look good.
Looked kind of like a jamming situation.
Yeah.
And we know how tough a guy like Dominic Fletcher is. That's definitely got to hurt.
Mike Powell out there with Gil Velasquez, and Fletcher right now is on his back. He started to prop himself up a little bit and then went backwards.
And was that Davidson that took the catch?
Yeah.
That guy's like a stone wall.
Exactly, yeah. And obviously Fletcher can fly, and he's going with a full head of steam, pun intended, I guess, and right into the back of Davidson's left leg. So obviously it is a caught stealing, and it goes 2-5, and we'll see what's going to happen here with the Dominic Fletcher. Fletcher playing center field tonight, and we'll have a look when we get to the top of the third inning and see if he comes back out or if they're going to get someone else out there.
He was walking off on his own, so that's at least a positive point.
So Defoe is at second. The pitch is strike three called on the outside corner. And what looked to be a very promising inning for the Aces has now turned sour a bit with Fletcher being caught stealing and then Luplo striking out. And now you're left with Defoe at second base and two outs for Seth Beer. And that's the first strikeout for Brian Howard. So Beer in from the left side, three to the right of second. The center fielder, McDonald, is slightly towards left. And the pitch is just wide, ball one. Howard on the third base side of the slab, a native of St. Louis. Out of Texas Christian. Here's the 1-0. And it's off the outside. Two balls and no strikes. An eighth-round selection of the A's in 2017. And the former Horned Frog had been a starter pretty much exclusively until this year when they've moved him to the bullpen. And it was a bit of a head-scratcher for me when they moved him to the pen. I saw him with Stockton in 2018 really excel as a starter. A swing and a line drive hooking foul off the padding down the right field corner. But to that year in 2018... Howard went 7-3 in high A with Stockton. He had a 2.38 ERA, which is ridiculous in the California League, which is very, very hitter friendly. And then he backed that up by going to Midland the second half of that year, had 12 starts and fashioned a 3.48 ERA in Midland. So he had an outstanding 2018 as that pitch is in tight. And a count 3-1. And then in 2019, spent mostly with Midland outside of four starts with the Aviators. He made 23 starts to the tune of a 3.25 ERA. So that's why I was kind of stunned this year when they wanted to see him as a reliever. 3-1 is swung on and a miss. Beard tried to hold up and clearly went around.
And that wasn't a durability thing, right? He didn't get injured or anything like that, right?
No, I was talking with him actually last time they were here in May. And he said it's just something they want to see me do. They want to see me out of the pen. Hmm. But that being said, he is, you know, in a good role here coming after Koenig, who went just two-thirds of an inning. He could, you know, eat some innings as that pitch is in tight. And it's ball four. I'm not sure how much he's stretched now, but a guy certainly used to going multiple innings as the Beer draws a walk. So two on with two out and Buddy Kennedy, who's 0-for-1. See if the Aces can salvage this inning after the busted double steal and then the strikeout. Two on with two away for Kennedy, who again went down looking his first time up. Second baseman Mondu is cheating toward the middle, and the pitch is going to miss ball one to Kennedy. Center fielder McDonald is way towards the right center. So there's extra room in left center field for Buddy. If he could shoot that 410-foot triangle, even Seth Beer might score all the way from first with two outs. Pitch is taken for a strike, and it's 1-1 because that ball would roll for a long time if Kennedy could line it that way.
Go on another Beer run.
Another B-double-E-double-R-U-N?
Yes.
One ball and one strike. It's on the way, and a swing and a fly ball. That's cracked well to straightaway center. McDonald angled back to his left. Will have it at the edge of the warning track. He makes the catch. Kennedy gave it a good ride, but right out toward where McDonald was stationed. And that does it for the Aces in the second inning. They come up empty. No runs, two hits, no errors, and two men left stranded. Now to the third. It's the Aces 4 and the Aviators nothing on MILB TV and the Aces Digital Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, Japan is now in Reno.
Well, kind of. Teriyaki Madness brings huge bowls of delicious teriyaki to the Summit Shopping Center. Stop in and customize your perfect bowl with all-natural ingredients like marinated fire-grilled chicken, sauces made in-house, and loads of fresh veggies. It's all prepared fresh just for you. It's cheaper than a flight to Tokyo, and you'll be home in time for Jeopardy! Teriyaki Madness, east of 580 at Mount Rose Highway in the Summit Shopping Center right across from the mall. Teriyaki Madness, you gotta have this!
The Reno Aces have the best entertainment deal for the summer. It's the Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package. You'll get 8 tickets to can't-miss games at Greater Nevada Field and 2 free buffets and a night stay at the Atlantis Casino.
Certain restrictions may apply.
To get your tickets and perks, visit renoaces.com under the Tickets and Promotions tab. The Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package at renoaces.com.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it costs a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express, now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit renoortho.com.
Tyler Holton is the new pitcher for the Aces, just optioned back a couple of days ago from the D-backs. And Holton, the southpaw out of Florida State, will face Will Simonite. And the pitch is in tight, ball one. Simonite batting .214 in his short time with the Aviators. No homers. He does have an RBI. Went 1-for-3 last night with a single. The second baseman, Kennedy, is cheating toward the middle as that pitch swung on, fouled back. And it's even at 1-1 for Holton. This is his 19th relief appearance with Reno, 2-0 with a 3.29 ERA. He's been very good, both with the Aces and with the D-backs, where his ERA is 3 in 9 innings. Here's the 1-1 and a swing and a chop to the left side. Two bounces, speared with a backhand by Defoe. He fires to first in time to get a hustling at Simonite. One up and one down, so Holton taking over for Jeff Bain, and Bain will go 2-3 innings, depending on how economical he is with his pitches, but Bain doing a nice job getting the Aces off to a fine start, going 2 scoreless, and Bain gave up 2 singles, no walks, and 3 strikeouts, and a good open for Holton, who again induces a 63 putout, and now to the top of the order, and Mickey McDonald, who tries to bunt and bunts through that pitch, which would have been missed low, but it's going to be a bunt attempt that misses, and it's going to be strike one on McDonald. Definitely the type of speed that could do that, though.
Absolutely. And with that confidence, too, that he has right now, it's just perfection.
There's a swing and a pop-up. This is to shallow right field. Angling out to his left is the second baseman, Kennedy, and in shallow right He makes the catch, and that is out number two. So Buddy Kennedy, who's seeing some time in the outfield of late, back to his familiar post on the infield. Kennedy's dropped about 15 pounds since the start of the season.
Cannot say the same for me. So good for him.
Well, Buddy's not crushing press box spreads.
That's true, yeah.
It was tough to stay away from Super Chicks today. I think I went back for thirds as that pitch is in the dirt ball one.
Ooh, those were amazing. Oh, some good chicken tendies.
If you haven't checked out Super Chicks in Reno, do yourself a favor. I don't know what they put in their dredge as that pitch is up and outside, and it's two balls and no strikes. It might be illegal in some states.
I'm saying, I didn't get emotional about the otters, but I might about the chicken tenders. They were fantastic.
Two balls and no strikes to Jordan Diaz, and the pitch is up and in, and a count three balls and no strikes.
You know, Diaz fascinates me, too. I mean, he's super young, so I feel like he needs to mature a little bit just with his, confidence at the plate isn't necessarily a factor, but maybe some more patience. He's only 22, and he obviously has a lot of growing to do, but his numbers show he's just a fantastic hitter. And I think with some, time and at-bats, that guy's going to be a superstar.
Pitch misses up high, and it's ball four. So he walks, and Barrera is coming up next. So Holton had thoughts of a 1-2-3 inning. But he walks Jordan Diaz on four pitches. And now Barrera, who's in from the left side, Barrera struck out swinging his only other time up. Outfield straight away, a balanced infield, and Barrera swings and drives one to right center field, but this is going to be playable for Luplo, who jogs to his right, makes the catch, and that ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and the two-out walk was no sweat for Holton, a man stranded for the Aviators. We go to the bottom of the third. Remaining, the Aces 4 and the Aviators nothing on MILB-TV and the Aces Digital Network.
At Super Chicks, we're super into chicken. We think it's just about the most perfect food in the world, and we wanted our recipes to celebrate all that perfection. So we did something drastic. We decided to keep it simple. We decided to bring you the last true chicken sandwich. Visit us in Sparks at North McCarran and Prater Way for fresh, never frozen chicken and frozen custard made daily, open at 11 a.m. and on Sundays. Dang good chicken.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it cost a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express, now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit renoortho.com.
Don't let ouch ruin your day. Swift Orthopedic Urgent Clinic will get you the care and treatment you need when you need it. Swift accepts walk-ins and same-day appointments. Their orthopedic specialists are experienced in diagnosing and treating car accident or personal injuries, sports injuries, broken bones, strains and sprains, muscle pain, injured joints, and back and neck pain. With locations in Sparks and in Reno, relief isn't far away. Learn more at swifturgentclinic.com.
As day slowly fades to a Reno night, Zach Beirute and Jessica Kleinschmidt, glad to have you with us here in the biggest little city. And Jose Herrera leading off for the Aces in the bottom of the third. Reno leading 4-0. The Aces have 8 hits as the pitch is in tight. Ball one to Herrera. Two of those hits given up by Brian Howard as he entered in the first inning. Jared Koenig went just 2/3 of an inning, allowed 4 runs on 6 hits. Howard has not allowed a run. Was aided by a caught stealing last inning, and the pitch is swung on and missed. And the count even at 1-1.
He's doing a really good job. I know having to come in that early in a game can often throw a guy off, but he's cruising through these innings so far nicely.
3 to the right of second. The third baseman, Davidson, is in the shift to the right of second. It's Smith playing shortstop, the only Aviator on the left side of the infield. That pitch misses low. And it's 2-0 to Herrera, who again is 1-for-1 with a single. His only other time up, he hit from the right side his first time up and beat the shift going to right field. The pitch is taken for a strike, and it's 2-2. I also found out Jose Herrera, a big wine drinker.
Well.
So you guys have something in common.
It evens out the Buddy Kennedy's losing weight of the world.
I didn't say that about Buddy to make you feel bad about yourself, as the 2-2 is swung on and pulled up the first base side. Takes a weird bounce on McKinnon, but he hangs with it, adjusts on the fly, and takes it 3 unassisted for out number one. That was a little bit strange, maybe knuckling some there on McKinnon as it was pulled by Herrera.
And I talked to you about McKinnon's defensive capabilities before, and despite the little bit of a mishap, he still managed to come up with it. He looked a little bit like he's stretching a little bit. I'm not sure what happened there.
Here's the pitch to Canzone, and it's swung on and missed, and it's nothing in one. Maybe he's just trying to play it cool after looking a bit weird going
for sure.
After
for sure.
After
been
that
there.
Bouncer. Yep, you know.
It's just
had it all the way.
Yeah.
Nothing in one to Canzone. And a pitch is swung on and lined on one bounce and gloved neatly by Mondu on the shallow right field grass in the shift. Nate Mondu with nifty glove work, and he spears it, throws on to first to get Canzone for the second out.
He is that Nate Mondude. I love the way he plays, and like I said, you know, despite his short stature, he wouldn't even know it. Just his ability to cover so much ground and to be able to see what he's capable to do at the plate and his defensive capabilities, marriage them together.
Are you filing Mondude away for your tweets when he gets to the A's?
100%.
There's the pitch on the way, and a swing and a little squibber to the right side. It's going to be backhanded by McKinnon. He'll make an overhand toss to Howard, who needs that 6'9" frame to extend that leg out to get to first base before Maroglio arrives. It's a 3-1 put out and nicely done. And that ends a quick 1-2-3 inning, the first clean inning worked by Aviators pitching, and nothing across for the Aces. On to the middle innings, to the top of the fourth, where it's the Aces 4, the Aviators nothing on MILB TV and the Aces Digital Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Money talks. Unfortunately, it usually says things like, "Let's buy a dune buggy," or, "Sure, Daryl will pay us back. He's our brother-in-law." That's why there's cashback checking from Greater Nevada Credit Union. With cashback checking, every time you spend money, you earn money. So the only thing your money will say is, "When did you get so smart about money?" Cashback checking. Just another way Greater Nevada Credit Union helps more people live greater. Learn more at livegreater.com or your local branch. Federally insured by NCUA.
Ready to try something new, healthy, and original? Come visit Salad Works at 5150 May Ann Avenue. With over 60 fresh ingredients to choose from, you can create a salad as original as you are, or enjoy our soups, signature sandwiches, wraps, panini melts, or warm grain bowls. We're even fueling kids' originality with kids' work meals. So don't miss the fun, freshness, and flavor at Salad Works. Sign up for Salad Works Rewards to become an exclusive member and receive a free salad at sign up. Salad Works. Be original.
Slip sliding away. Slip sliding away.
Matt Davidson in from the right side, and Davidson facing Tyler Holton. And the left-hander deals a strike to Davidson. Bottom of the zone, and it's nothing in one. Davidson struck out swinging his only other time up, facing Jeff Bain, who started this game and went two scoreless innings. Bain gave up two hits, no walks, and three strikeouts. Three to the left of second with a shift, and a flummoxed swing there by Davidson on a cutter down and in, and it's nothing in two. Zach Bayrudy, Jessica Kleinschmidt, so glad to have you with us here in downtown Reno tonight at Greater Nevada Field. The 0-2 is up high, and it's one ball and two strikes. Diamondbacks trailing the Phillies 5-0. That game is only in the bottom of the third. Corbin Carroll not in the lineup tonight for the Snakes. The 1-2 pitch is swung on and clubbed to deep left field, and Canzone turns to watch it hit off the top of the signage. And a home run for Matt Davidson gets the Aviators on the board. It's now 4-1, and Matt Davidson's done that a time or two here at this ballpark.
I was just going to talk about all that lower half power that he possesses, and when he gets a hold of one, it goes.
Now that ball screams off his bat when he makes a good contact. Davidson taking aim at the top level of outfield signage above the left field fence.
It was a quick swing on that as well.
So Holton gives up the first run for the Aces tonight, but Reno's still leading 4-1, and that pitch is in for a strike, and it's nothing in one. That was a 442-foot home run, as measured by TrackMan, that exited at 105 miles an hour.
Wow.
Here's the 0-1, and a swing and a foul off to the third base side near the on-deck circle, and it's nothing in two. So let's see if Holton can bounce back. You got to give up home runs in this league. The key is not giving up multi-run homers and not hurting yourself with free passes allowed. The 0-2 is in the dirt, and it's one ball and two strikes to McKinnon, who lined to Duzenac. Speaking of screaming line drives, McKinnon hit the ball hard his first time up at right at Duz.
Yeah, homers are going to happen in the PCL. Rite of passage.
There's the 1-2, and it is swung on and lifted to right center field toward the gap that way. Angling to his left and making the catch is Dominic Fletcher. And Fletcher, after hurting his neck when he was caught on that double steal, showing no ill effects of that as he pursued that ball deep into the triangle out in right center. Dominic Fletcher did not lose a step.
Yeah, and look at the way he just is so effortlessly able to track the ball. And it's good to see that he's feeling okay after that.
Well, Dominic Fletcher made the best catch I've ever seen in my life this year.
And really?
Have I not shown you this? Is that pitch swung
know.
On and fouled back for strike one?
Although I'm not surprised, but yes.
I'll show it to you. And it dethroned a catch that Henry Ramos made last year in Sacramento that I didn't think I'd see a catch better. And, I mean, it's Fletcher 1A and Ramos 1B, but it was just a ridiculous catch to the point where I shook Dom's hand a couple days later and thanked him for having the honor of calling it.
Wow, that's
cool. That's
cool.
And it's nothing in two, because I don't know if I'll ever see a catch like that again. Sports Center top 10, of course.
And to say, you've seen a lot of catches.
Seen a lot of baseball.
Yeah.
And I mean, it blew my mind as that pitch is in tight and Mondu jackknifes out of the way, and it's one ball and two strikes.
And it's cool that you see that. I've seen some of the best plays, the best hits, the best storylines, the best pitches ever, not just at this park, but in the minors.
Here's the 1-2, and it's swung on and lifted to shallow left field. Drifting out is Defoe at an angle to his right. Defoe makes the catch, and that is out number two. Found out this morning that Wilmer Defoe likes about four shots of espresso in his coffee.
My boy, I feel that.
I think we can all relate.
Yeah. That was me this morning. I needed whatever was less illegal than the illegal stuff, but more than coffee is what I needed.
Was I that bad to be around last night?
Oh, it had nothing to do with you.
This pitch is swung on and fouled third base side, and it's nothing in one.
Had a little bit to do with the post-game festivities, of course.
Well, I'm glad you're rebounded for this game.
Yes, yes.
Nothing in 1-2 Smith.
I would say I'm the best shape of my life, but then you talked about Buddy Kennedy, so.
Pitch is swung on and a broken bat looped toward Defoe, who backpedals square to the infield, and he makes the catch, and that ends the inning. So Defoe, busy man that inning, an inning that started with a home run off the bat of Davidson, and then three quick outs after that induced by Holton. One run, one hit, the Davidson homer, no errors, none left. Bottom of the fourth coming up, it's the Aces 4, the Aviators 1 on MILB TV and the Aces Digital Network.
Ready to try something new, healthy, and original? Come visit Salad Works at 5150 May Ann Avenue. With over 60 fresh ingredients to choose from, you can create a salad as original as you are or enjoy our soups, signature sandwiches, wraps, panini melts, or warm grain bowls. We're even fueling kids' originality with kids' work meals. So don't miss the fun, freshness, and flavor at Salad Works. Sign up for Salad Works Rewards to become an exclusive member and receive a free salad at sign up. Salad Works. Be original.
Life, it's not always sunshine and rainbows. It can be tough, but spoiler alert, there's no perfect time to live greater. People in Nevada, it's time to do more than you've done before. Maybe buy a home in Carson City, start a business in Reno, or retire to a cabin in the Ruby Mountains. With help from Greater Nevada Credit Union, you can do anything. It's a matter of fact. Live greater. It's go time.
Start at livegreater.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Firehouse Subs, we make our subs differently because our subs can make a difference. Like our spicy Cajun chicken sub with sliced, grilled Cajun seasoned chicken breast, melted pepper jack cheese, house-made Cajun mayo and jalapenos, all on a toasted sub roll. Order online or on the app to have your subs ready for pickup or delivery. Only at Firehouse Subs. Participate in U.S. locations.
Brian Howard facing Camden Dusenak, who angles a butt up the third base line to start this inning, and that's going to be a bunt single for Camden Dusenak. Angled it beautifully, couldn't have done it any better than that. And Dusenak gives the Aces a start here in the bottom of the fourth with Reno leading 4-1.
Oh, yeah, that just beautiful. Perfect placement. Even Davidson knew. He's like, nope.
Brian Howard knew too. Immediately.
Yeah.
So Dusenak with a bunt single, and now Dominic Fletcher. And Fletcher in from the left side. 2-for-2 with two singles, and the pitch is taken for a strike. And it's nothing in one again. Good to see Fletch back in there after he came up really slow after sliding into Matt Davidson's leg on a busted double steal.
Well, and especially those head and neck injuries, they're so finicky. You never know.
And those can be nagging.
Yeah.
As the 0-1 pitch is swung on and lifted to left, it's pretty well hit. Kelly angled back to his right, though, and Kelly makes the catch. And that is out number one. So one away, and here is Wilmer Defoe. Defoe in from the left side. And a throw to first, and diving back goes Dusenak. Dusenak, 7 steals in 10 attempts. Three to the right of second. Davidson, the third baseman, playing to the right of second in the shift, and the pitch is low, ball one. Did we talk about Defoe's walk-up music, you and I, when he was with the Nationals?
No.
When he would come up to, like, romantic ballads, like My Girl.
Really?
And Unchained Melody.
Oh, I love that.
And someone thought they were playing a prank on him. He goes, no, I love those songs.
Yeah.
That pitch is swung on and lined to a deep left field. Going back to his left is Kelly, and he makes the catch for out number two. So this is Dalton Kelly's inning out in left field. And after the leadoff single, two up, two down. And Jordan Luplow coming up next. But Defoe, on the back of his jersey during Players Weekend, went with the nickname El Lindo, and that's Spanish for the beautiful one. And that was a nickname given to him by Adam Lind.
I love that. That's really cool.
But we got to have Defoe come up to Unchained Melody one time here. Get the Righteous Brothers going.
Absolutely.
I have a confession.
Okay.
Here's the pitch, and it's swung on and lifted to right field. Ooh, this could be a cliffhanger. Going back is Barrera, and Barrera makes the catch, and that ends the inning. Should I tell you now, or should I wait?
Tell me now.
I've never seen the movie Ghost.
Okay, we can wrap this up. I've never seen Billy Madison, though.
I don't know if that makes us even.
No, yeah, I think it does.
No runs, one hit, no errors, and one man left as we go to the top of the fifth. It remains the Aces 4, the Aviators 1 on MILB-TV, the Aces digital network.
You know Red Robin as the home of 25 gourmet burgers and free refills of bottomless fries. And now for premium Donato's Pizza. Every Donato's Pizza is made fresh to order and loaded edge to edge with toppings, like the large signature pepperoni topped with 100 mouthwatering pepperonis. Go ahead, count them. Whatever you and your crew are craving, Red Robin has you covered. With gourmet burgers, bottomless fries, and Donato's Pizza. Dine in, to go, or delivery. Now, sing it with me.
Red Robin.
Yum.
For 30 years, Camelot Party Rentals has offered the largest selection of tents, linens, tables, chairs, and wedding rentals, and is the largest party rentals provider in Reno, Lake Tahoe, and Northern Nevada. Camelot Party Rentals has event specialists that will help you create any event, big or small. Visit their showroom where you can see firsthand all they have to offer for your special event. Go to CamelotPartyRentals.com. That's CamelotPartyRentals.com. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5.
Wake up each morning to the Desert Sun. Desert Sun Bagel Company. Desert Sun Bagel Company uses only fresh, locally sourced ingredients. Our bagels are baked to perfection daily, coffee from Blind Dog Roasters is always freshly brewed, and your selection is grilled to order, never microwaved. Visit us at 495 Morrill Avenue, just off 4th Street, or place your online order at DesertSunBagels.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and take the afternoon off to binge-watch anything. Or go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting? Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
On a gorgeous night in downtown Reno, Zach Bayruder, Jessica Kleinschmidt with you in the first pitch of the top of the fifth, misses up and away to the left-handed hitting Dalton Kelly, who struck out swinging his only other time up. Kelly followed by Will Simonite and Mickey McDonald facing Edwin Uceta, the new Aces pitchers. That's fouled off to the left and a count even at 1-1. Uceta in his second outing since being optioned back by the D-backs.
Well, I saw the Dominic Fletcher catch. Gorgeous. I don't even know how to describe it.
Pitches in for a strike, and it's 1-2. I queued it up for Jess during the break, talking about Fletcher's catch that he made against Tacoma here earlier in the season.
Yeah. And you know, it kind of reminds me, he has the mentality where I better, after every game, I want that jersey as dirty as possible.
That's swung on and missed, and down on strikes goes Kelly. So Uceta opens with a strikeout, and with one away, Simonite coming up. Yeah, that's how Dominic Fletcher approaches the game.
We drafted a guy, the A's did, second rounder, Henry Bolte, just a stellar player. And he said after every game, he's younger, so he'd have his mother do the laundry. He's like, I wanted my mom to be so mad about the laundry she had to do. He's like, I never wanted a clean uniform when I was done playing.
Pitch misses in tight, ball one to Simonite, who's in from the right side. And the 1-0, and it is a fastball off the outside, and it's two balls and no strikes. Did you take the same approach with your mom and the laundry that you dispatched to her?
I did at first until she talked about how difficult it was. And, you know, we only had like four or five pairs of pants if we were lucky.
Pitches outside, and it's 3-0.
Wasn't a coincidence. When I was younger, she taught me how to do the laundry real quick.
Three balls and no strikes to Simonite, and it looks like there's a ball that has come loose from the Aces bullpen.
Clean it up, guys. Come on.
Yeah, it's been retrieved by Luplo. 3-0, and Simonite takes in tight, ball four. So the ninth place hitter, Simonite, walks on four pitches, and now back to the top of the order and Mickey McDonald.
I was just going to talk about how Simonite is the most Oakland A's vibe ever. Another catcher who's versatile with the long hair. Fits in very well to the characteristics that the A's like to see in recent years.
Yeah, I think you're exactly spot on with that, as that pitch is taken for a strike, and it's nothing and one to McDonald. What are the pillars going to be for the A's? I mean, as far as players, you know, Shea Langelier is obviously a guy you could envision them, especially if the new ballpark comes through. You know, you can envision them locking up Langeliers for a while as that swung on and missed, and it's nothing in two. Are there any other bones in place for the A's where you could say, okay, this is our structure moving forward? These are one or two players.
It's a great question, because between him and Sean Murphy, and I know the front office adores Sean Murphy, but that means a lot of other people are going to adore a guy like Sean Murphy. But they really think that Shea Langeliers is the future.
One is lifted to left field, and coming in is Canzone, in and to his right to make that catch on a lazy fly off the bat of McDonald for the second out, and now Jordan Diaz.
And the versatility has always been in their we talk about the Tony Kemps of the world, the Chad Pinders, all of that. And Shea Langeliers is definitely a phenomenal catcher, but he is a phenomenal DH as well. And those guys can be utilized at first base hitting into it. But unfortunately, the overall aspect is we're not going to be making a lot of moves in this offseason, and if we do, it might just be a lot more selling.
Pitch is a breaking ball. It's flipped in by Uceta for a called strike.
But having Sean Murphy and Shea Langeliers platooning behind the plate, not a bad vibe at all. And you have Jonah Bride doing really, really well. Nick Allen is the future shortstop for a very long time.
The problem is when you're talking about Langeliers, Murphy, those guys are going to get paid, as that's popped up the back of home plate, and Murillo giving it a look with the mask on, but that's going to be back into the seats.
You are correct about that. And I knew Shea Langeliers was good, but watching him in person is just phenomenal. Just one of the most amazing approaches at the plate that I've ever seen. And I've seen a lot of hitters as well.
No, he impressed right out of the gate when he was with Big. You could see it right out of the gate. We opened with the Aviators this year, and that was obviously the big attraction, you know, especially for a guy like me coming from being with the A's for so long in that organization and seeing how they evaluate guys. You could tell that he was going to be part of the A's plans for the future if things come to pass with the ballpark. And that's obviously the wild card, as that pitch misses, and it's one ball and two strikes.
And he had a lot of extra pressure part of that Matt Olson trade. And thinking about that in addition to everything else, those catchers, they're so wise beyond their years. You know, I forget that Sean Murphy is still relatively young, and you know, we just drafted Daniel Susak, and you're talking to him, and you have to remind yourself how young he actually is. And he has the older brother in Susak, and he has Max Stassi as a mentor. But these guys grow up a little bit more when they are a catcher, because you have to develop those relationships with the pitchers, and you surround yourself, and you have to be a really solid game planner. And that's something that I noticed in recent years about that position.
That pitch is swung on and missed. Uceta threw a changeup in on the hands, and it tied Diaz in knots. So Uceta works around the one-out walk to Simonite and picks up his second strikeout of the inning. No runs, hits, errors, and one man left for the Aviators. Bottom of the fifth inning, it's the Aces 4, the Aviators 1 on MILB-TV and the Aces Digital Network.
Wake up each morning to the Desert Sun, Desert Sun Bagel Company. Desert Sun Bagel Company uses only fresh, locally sourced ingredients. Our bagels are baked to perfection daily, coffee from Blind Dog Roasters is always freshly brewed, and your selection is grilled to order, never microwaved. Visit us at 495 Morrill Avenue, just off 4th Street, or place your online order at DesertSunBagels.com.
Pizzeria Lupo, Reno's first pizzeria to serve Detroit-style square pan pizzas. You can find them alongside their New York-inspired round pies, smoked jumbo chicken wings, salads, and soft-serve ice cream. Choose from one of their masterfully crafted signature pizzas or create your own. Order ahead online at pizzerialupo.com and find them in Reno's Midtown District at 190 West California Avenue.
Slide into home plate and grab a slice of your favorite pizza at Mountain Mike's. For over 40 years, they've been making pizza the way it ought to be, handmade with the freshest and finest ingredients, dough made fresh daily, and toppings to the edge. Reno fans, experience their legendary crispy curly pepperoni, now with two locations on McCarran Boulevard and West 5th Street at Keystone. It's time to hit a home run at Mountain Mike's. Order online for delivery or carryout at mountainmikespizza.com or on their app.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and take the afternoon off to binge-watch anything. Or go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting? Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
As we go to the bottom of the fifth inning, we have Beer versus Sear. Tyler Sear is on the mound for the Aviators, facing Seth Beer to start this frame, and Seth takes a called strike, and it's nothing and one.
Yeah, this guy we just claimed off waivers from the Phillies, and we're hoping he turns into a Cole Irvin situation, another guy who was claimed off the Phillies and just having a fantastic year.
Well, Beer swings and lines one to right field. That'll be a base hit. Cut off deep in the alley by Barrera. Flings it in a second, and Seth Beer has a single. And a two-hit night for Seth, and he stays perfect for the ball game. That was roped
that
over
was
the
roped.
Right side, and they had him shifted, too. It didn't matter. Sear making his third appearance with the Aviators. He made one appearance with the Phillies, had his major league debut this year with the Phillies. Gave up one run on two hits in a third of an inning, and it was a home run. The pitch is swung on and missed by Kennedy, and it's nothing in one. Sear has spent most of the season with Lehigh Valley, 35 appearances for the Phillies' AAA squad, and a 2.50 ERA. We're familiar with him because last season was with the Rivercats all year. Saw him a bunch. Here's the 0-1, and it is off the outside, and it's one ball and one strike. Sear with the Giants going back to the time he was drafted by San Francisco in the 10th round in 2015. Out of Embry-Riddle Engineering School in Daytona Beach. Here's the 1-1, and a swing and a miss. That one crackled in at 96. Second baseman Mondu is shaded toward the middle. The center fielder McDonald is towards right center. And Sear off the first base side of the rubber delivers the 1-2, and it's high and tight. That one at 96, and it's two balls and two strikes.
Do you think Mondu cleans his cleats in between innings? They are white.
Yeah, might have the scrubbing bubbles
in the
dugout as that pitch is low and outside. And it's 3-2. Might be as white as your sneaks.
Yeah, like they're blinding, right?
Got the Air Force Ones today.
Sure do, baby.
Is that the equivalent of white cleats for you?
Yeah. I wanted a solid white pair of shoes. And when you're in a clubhouse with the Tony Kemps of the world and on the same beat as Martin Gallegos, you got to step up your game a little bit.
That is a ball four to Kennedy, so Kennedy walks two on with nobody out. And Jose Herrera coming up next. Herrera 1-for-2. He singled to right field, batting right-handed, so he went the opposite way his first time up. He grounded out to the first baseman, McKinnon, his last trip. Last bit of sun dipping over the Sierra as the pitch on the way is swung on and bounced foul wide of first, and it's nothing and one. It's always cool. My favorite time of night here is when you can still see the outline of the hills off beyond left field, and we can't see it from our vantage point, but if you look even further to the west, there's like that last glimmer of light
as it
fades into California.
My favorite sunsets have always been here, without a doubt.
The 0-1, and it's off the outside. And it's even at one ball and one strike to Herrera. You know, in the Cal League for so many years, the sky is usually kind of the same. You know, especially midsummer if you're in the Central Valley as the 1-1 pitch is going to miss low and it's 2-1. I mean, there were some moments here and there, but in the PCL, you go to so many cities that have just brilliant sunsets. Albuquerque comes to mind. I mean, the sky in Albuquerque just hits different. Have you ever been to Albuquerque?
I've never been to Albuquerque.
I mean, even just on a day with some puffs of clouds, like you could reach out and lay your head on them as that pitch is going to miss low, and it's 3-1.
Wow.
In fact, I was told by Josh Sushan, who's the voice of the Isotopes, Bob Odenkirk, who is Better Call Saul, the attorney Saul Goodman, plays the attorney in Breaking Bad. And Better Call Saul, obviously. People asked him what it is about Albuquerque that just strikes him. He goes, man, the sky is unreal. It's like any other. It's unlike any other sky you've seen as that pitch misses up high, ball four, and he is dead on with that. Well, here, the Aces have loaded the bases on Tyler Sear, who, by the way, took over for Brian Howard. Howard went three and a third innings in relief of Koenig. And now the Aces have them loaded with nobody out and Dominic Canzone coming up. And Simonite and Sear having a discussion here about what they want to do with the Canzone, who has been a very tough hitter. Canzone 1-for-2, an RBI single in the first. He grounded a second his last time up. So here is Canzone in from the left side. The third baseman, Davidson, tight to the infield grass, three to the right of second, and now Smith, the shortstop, goes back to the left of the bag as that pitch in for a strike, and it's nothing, and once they showed the shift, and then Smith going back to the left of second. It's Beer at first, Kennedy at second, Herrera at first. Pitch is swung on and missed, and it's nothing and two. That was an 87-mile-an-hour changeup off the outside. No balls and two strikes to Canzone. The pitch and a swing, an old tapper. Canzone just getting a piece of that changeup in a similar spot. And the Canzone stays alive. Again, Beer at third, Kennedy at second, Herrera at first, and a pressure cooker here for Tyler Sear.
You don't want to ever face a batter in these situations, but especially a guy like Canzone.
And all Canzone's looking to do at the very least is get a ball deep enough to get a run in. The pitch is strike three called, and that was a perfectly placed pitch by Sear. That was a changeup, so he went after Canzone with 86, 87-mile-an-hour changeups on either corner, and he hits the inside corner to get Canzone for out number one. Big strikeout there for Sear.
Simon, I was very pleased with that one. I think it was more like, you got this, man.
Well, they had that discussion about attacking Canzone, obviously, before they faced him. And they get out number one, and here's the pitch to Maroglio, and it's up high. One ball and no strikes. Another change up there from Sear. If you're Maroglio here, you might be sitting on a fastball. The 1-0. And it was a fastball, and it gets by the catcher, Simonite, charging down the line, feet first, slide, and out at the plate is Seth Beer. Nice recovery there by Simonite on a fastball that was in the dirt, and it went whizzing by Simonite to the backstop. We can't see the backstop from our vantage point, so I don't know what kind of carom he got, but Beer going with a feet first slide and a bang-bang play. And I think maybe Seth came up a little bit short of home plate with that slide.
Yeah, we know, and you've talked about the way that Seth approaches when he's running, but it's compliments to both Simonite and Sear. Sear was very much on it as well. I always get nervous when they flip back to the pit, to home plate like that. Great work defensively.
So that is caught trying to advance 2-1, and the pitch is taken for a strike. And it's two balls and a strike to Maroglio. Well, how this inning has changed, huh? From bases loaded, nobody out. All of a sudden now, second and third with two outs, and a run has not scored. Pitch is low and outside, 3-1, the count to Maroglio.
And I just looked up Sear. He never throws that changeup, so I wonder why he's executing that so much. See, we're trying it out a little bit more, seeing if he can depend on it more.
3-1, and it is taken for a strike, a fastball, and it's now 3-2. I think in that spot, he was probably trying to outfox hitters that were hunting for a fastball in a bases loaded, nobody out situation.
Yeah.
So, you know, if that was the case, it certainly paid off for him. 3-2, and a swing and a line drive. Caught on a dive. What a play by Nate Mondu. Diving to his left, Mondu saves two runs with that diving play. On a ball that was absolutely scalded off the bat of Dominic Maroglio. Mondu to his left. horizontal to save two runs.
And we talked about the way he's able to cover so much ground. He's showing it off there. Cleats remain very white, too.
Nate Mondu is a gamer, as Jess mentioned. The aces come up empty in an inning that looks so promising. No runs, one hit, no errors, and two men left. And we go to the top of the sixth. The Aviators still in this thing. It's the Aces 4, the Aviators 1 on MILB TV and the Aces Digital Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, Japan is now in Reno.
Well, kind of.
Teriyaki Madness brings huge bowls of delicious teriyaki to the Summit Shopping Center. Stop in and customize your perfect bowl with all-natural ingredients like marinated fire-grilled chicken, sauces made in-house, and loads of fresh veggies. It's all prepared fresh just for you. It's cheaper than a flight to Tokyo, and you'll be home in time for Jeopardy! Teriyaki Madness, east of 580 at Mount Rose Highway in the Summit Shopping Center right across from the mall. Teriyaki Madness. You gotta have this!
The Reno Aces have the best entertainment deal for the summer. It's the Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package. You'll get 8 tickets to can't-miss games at Greater Nevada Field and 2 free buffets and a night stay at the Atlantis Casino.
Certain restrictions may apply.
To get your tickets and perks, visit renoaces.com under the Tickets and Promotions tab. The Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package at renoaces.com.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it cost a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express, now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit renoortho.com.
Zach Bayrudy, Jessica Kleinschmidt, glad to have you with us on MILB TV and the Aces Digital Network, where the Aces lead the Aviators 4-1. Edwin Uceta is back to work facing Luis Barrera. And the pitch on the way from Uceta to Barrera is off the outside, ball one. What an escape by Tyler Sear. Had the bases loaded with nobody out and fired a ball to the backstop to get an out at the plate. Ironically, that's how the inning kind of came back to him, as that pitch misses off the outside and it's 2-0. He threw it, looked to be a wild pitch, but they were able to recover and tag out Seth Beer trying to score coming down the third base line as that pitch down and in, and it's 3-0. And then Canzone striking out looking, and Maroglio hitting that line drive that was snagged by Mondu neatly for out number 3.
And those are outings where you could easily unravel, and he had the defensive backup that, I swear, pitchers get more confident the more they have more confidence in the guys behind him.
Set of fires, a 3-0 pitch in for a strike, and it's 3-1. And the pitch is swung on and fouled back by Barrera. So Uceta has gotten up off the mat here in this sequence. And from 3-0 to 3-2.
I often want to know what's going on in Barrera's head, because he's so animated and fun and...
3-2 pitches, low and in, ball 4. Yeah, he's one of the more animated guys that I've been around. People might want to know the same thing about you. to be fair.
No, they don't. I mean, they do, but, like, sometimes they probably couldn't handle it.
If we put, like, a pie chart of what was going on in your head, would chicken wings take up 70% of that pie chart? Is it throw
it
first?
It would be around, like, 69% for sure, yeah.
Okay. Nice. Pitch is swung on and miss, and nothing in one to Davidson. Uceta beat Davidson right down the middle there with a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. And a throw to first, and Barrera back standing again. Obviously, Luis can wreak some havoc on the base pass with his speed. Barrera this season with the Aviators, 7 steals and 10 attempts. The 0-1, and a swing and a miss. And Uceta went right back to the heater. That time put it a little bit more elevated and a little bit more inside. And it's nothing in two.
Luis is getting a decent lead. Well, He's messing with it a little bit.
0-2 is swung on and miss, and Edwin, who said it, did not mess around there with Matt Davidson. Three fastballs, and Davidson walking back to that first base dugout, left shaking his head. So Uceta came right at him and gets out number one and gets his third strikeout, and this is second inning of relief. Three to the left of second, and the pitch is swung on and missed by McKinnon. That was a slider from Uceta, and it's nothing and one to McKinnon, who was lined to third and fly to center. Here's the pitch, and it's up and away, and it's a one ball and one strike. I'm surprised Barrera's not getting a little bit bigger lead, actually.
Yeah. The angle over here is definitely different from the angle on the monitor. It looks way wider on the monitor.
Pitch, and it's high and tight, and that clipped McKinnon. That got his elbow guard, I think. So bad break there for Uceta. So Barrera is gifted second base, and McKinnon gifted first. And Nate Mondu coming up next, and that just grazed the bottom of that elbow guard, which really hangs off the elbow of McKinnon. Here's the pitch on the way, and it is a bit high, ball one to Nate Mondu. Mondu, who had that sparkling defensive play to end the bottom of the fifth inning, bats with two on and one out here in the top of the sixth. Outfield straight up. The infield is balanced. Third baseman Duzenak even with the bag. And the pitch is taken just wide. Good eye displayed by Nate, and it's 2-0. And this is a big spot here. Aces leading 4-1. They've out-hit Vegas 10-3. And yet the Aviators have the possible tying run on the plate at the moment. Here's the 2-0. And a swing and a foul back. Good rip taken at a 92-mile-an-hour fastball. That's the pitch that Mondu had worked himself into. At a 2-0 count, he knew he was going to get a pitch like that and was not able to square it up. Two-one. And that one, a strike on the inside corner. Good fastball there. Sinker from Uceta, and it's 2-2. Two-two. And a swing and a miss. 93 on the fastball. And Uceta, who fell behind 2-0, comes back to strike out Mondu, who's now 1-for-3. And for Edwin, his fourth strikeout. He has two strikeouts in his two innings, each of his two innings. So Barrera, who walked to start this inning, is at second. And to the trail runner McKinnon at first. And Kevin Smith in from the right side. And a pitch is swung on and missed, and it's nothing and one.
I was enjoying the Barrera at first, back and forth between him and Uceta. But I can tell Uceta has ice in his veins.
Pitch off the outside, and it's a 1-1. Yeah, he's very confident.
Yeah.
Former Dodger prospect from Villa Los Almacigos in the Dominican Republic, and in his first season with the D-backs. And Edwin has made 10 appearances with Arizona this season. Made his major league debut last year with the Dodgers. The pitch is swung on and fouled back, and it's 1-2. Made 10 appearances in Oklahoma City last year, did Uceta, and then 14 appearances with L.A. Barrera leads off of second. McKinnon does the same at first. Here's the 1-2. And a swing and a bouncing ball to third. It's going to be taken by the third baseman Duzenak. It stays fair, and Duzenak able to just take it to the bag himself. Five unassisted on the fielder's choice, and that ends the inning. And it gets Uceta out of Dodge after a walk and a hit batter in the sixth. No runs, no hits, no errors, and two men stranded by the Aviators. To the bottom of the sixth inning, the Aces 4, the Aviators 1 on MILB TV and the Aces Digital Network.
Don't let ouch ruin your day. Swift Orthopedic Urgent Clinic will get you the care and treatment you need when you need it. Swift accepts walk-ins and same-day appointments. Their orthopedic specialists are experienced in diagnosing and treating car accident or personal injuries, sports injuries, broken bones, strains and sprains, muscle pain, injured joints, and back and neck pain. With locations in Sparks and in Reno, relief isn't far away. Learn more at SwiftUrgentClinic.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Money talks. Unfortunately, it usually says things like, "Let's buy a dune buggy," or, "Sure, Daryl will pay us back. He's our brother-in-law." That's why there's cashback checking from Greater Nevada Credit Union. With cashback checking, every time you spend money, you earn money. So the only thing your money will say is, "When did you get so smart about money?" Cashback checking. Just another way Greater Nevada Credit Union helps more people live greater. Learn more at livegreater.com or your local branch. Federally insured by NCUA.
A new pitcher for the Aviators, it's Jake LeMoyne. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. And LeMoyne, right-hander out of the University of Houston, deals to Camden Dusenak, and Dusenak swings at a 92-mile-an-hour fastball and fouls it back for strike one. So LeMoyne takes over. For Tyler Sear, and Sear went just the fifth inning and had that great escape as that pitch misses, and it's one ball and one strike.
LeMoyne's been up and down quite a bit. I feel like every other day he's out of the A's clubhouse and back.
Once bounced foul, third base dugout. One ball and two strikes to Dusenak.
His story was interesting because his goal was, "I just hope I make the AAA team. It's all I want to do." After 11 years, though, he got the opening day invite.
Here's the 1-2, and a swing and a pop-up. This is back of the right side of the infield. It hangs up for Barrera, who now advances toward the line into foul territory. And the wind started gusting from left to right just as that ball was in flight. And I don't think Luis Barrera was at all expecting to wind up in foul territory by the time he made that catch. Out number one, and the wind, you just looked at the flags, and they were starched at the moment that ball was contacted by Dusenak, and the wind pushing that into foul ground, but Barrera hangs with it for out number one, and now to the top of the order, and Dominic Fletcher. Well, to Jess's point, LeMoyne, 9 appearances with the A's, 16 and a third innings with Oakland, a 7.71 ERA, and a pitch is off the outside, ball one. We saw LeMoyne last season when he was in the Rangers system with Round Rock, made 45 appearances, 7-4, had a 2.86 ERA last season. The 1-0 is going to miss. And it's two balls and no strikes to Fletcher, who's 2-for-3. And a swing and a shot to third is going to be gloved by Davidson, who is playing shallow. And Davidson throws to first to get Fletcher for out number two. So quickly two up and two down for LeMoyne, who's making his 17th appearance, his 16th in relief for the Aviators. 2-0 with a 6.86 ERA this season for Vegas in 21 innings. So here is Wilmer Defoe, and Defoe 1-for-3, a single in the second inning. That single sandwich between two flyouts to the outfield. Three to the right of second in the shifts. Defoe with that crouch stance will take up and outside, ball one.
You know, I often forget that a lot of these guys had to go through that 2020 season where there wasn't any play. And I know LeMoyne was very open about it, saying he had to go back home and do, you know, work in a lumberyard. That's what he's used to. And he said to himself, I don't want to do that anymore.
What a catch by Mondu. That was lined off the bat of Defoe, and Nate Mondu does it again. He went flying through the air to end the fifth on a ball put in play by Maroglio, and this time he robs Defoe on a looper that looked destined for right field. Nate Mondu going airborne, full extension, and snagging it in the webbing of his glove. And Mondu having a whale of a night defensively. The inning is over. Nothing across for the Aces in the sixth, and we go to the top of the seventh, where it remains the Aces 4 and the Aviators 1 on MILB TV and the Aces Digital Network.
Life, it's not always sunshine and rainbows. It can be tough, but spoiler alert, there's no perfect time to live greater. People in Nevada, it's time to do more than you've done before. Maybe buy a home in Carson City, start a business in Reno, or retire to a cabin in the Ruby Mountains. With help from Greater Nevada Credit Union, you can do anything. It's a matter of fact. Live greater. It's go time.
Start at livegreater.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Firehouse Subs, we make our subs differently because our subs can make a difference. Like our spicy Cajun chicken sub with sliced, grilled Cajun seasoned chicken breast, melted pepper jack cheese, house-made Cajun mayo and jalapenos, all on a toasted sub roll. Order online or on the app to have your subs ready for pickup or delivery. Only at Firehouse Subs. Participating U.S. locations.
You know Red Robin as the home of 25 gourmet burgers and free refills of bottomless fries. And now for premium Donato's Pizza. Every Donato's Pizza is made fresh to order and loaded edge to edge with toppings, like the large signature pepperoni topped with 100 mouth-watering pepperonis. Go ahead, count them. Whatever you and your crew are craving, Red Robin has you covered. With gourmet burgers, bottomless fries, and Donato's Pizza. Dine in, to go, or delivery. Now, sing it with me.
Red Robin.
Yum.
Taylor Widener is the new pitcher for the Aces in what is a bullpen game for Reno. Jeff Bain going two, Tyler Holton going two, Edwin Uceta going two, and now Taylor Widener will deal to Dalton Kelly, who fouls that pitch off to the left, and it's nothing and one. Widener, the right-hander out of South Carolina, native of Aiken, South Carolina, making his 25th appearance with Reno this season. Pitch is swung on in line, foul off to the left, and it's nothing in two. Widener in 33 innings has given up 22 earned runs on 38 hits, 11 strikeouts to 40 walks in 33 innings. So impressive strikeout to walks per innings pitch for Widener. The pitch is outside, and it's 1-2. Edwin Uceta, two scoreless innings, and Edwin worked around a walk and a hit batter in the sixth. He walked two in his outing, and again hit a batter, as that swung on and lifted foul out of play to the left, one ball and two strikes, and four strikeouts for Edwin Uceta. He did not allow a hit, and again the Aces with a 4-1 lead in the top of the seventh inning. They have more than out-hit the Aviators, 10-3. Pitch is swung on and pulled foul just wide of first. Beer went sprawling for it in foul territory, but a foul ball, so remains 1-2. But Jess, you get the sense that just looking at the hit column, Reno's lead should be a little bit bigger here. That's a 3-run lead, but you go back to that fifth inning when the Aces had the bases loaded with nobody out and they couldn't convert.
Yeah, and when it comes to situational hitting, sometimes it can fool you. And when you look at that hit column, it's always interesting to see, and really depends on the approach at the plate when the guys are on the bases. And yeah, I'm right there with you. It should be a bigger lead, but baseball.
Pitch swung on and missed, and DeKelly down on strikes, and Widener came right after him with a heater to the outside.
And for Widener, I mean, how has he been this season? Feels like he's having a more solid of an August comparatively.
Yeah, he is definitely having a good stretch of late. The pitch on the way is taken off the outside ball one by Simonite, who's 0 for 1. Simonite has grounded to short, and he has drawn a walk. Pitch is swung on and missed. That was 93 from Widener, and the count even at one ball and one strike. Widener allowed one run in his last outing at Sacramento, one run in two innings, and prior to that had not allowed a run in back-to-back outings, as that swung on and missed, and a count one ball and two strikes. Also a new dad.
Aw, congratulations to him.
He and his wife had their son, Jay, just a few weeks back. Here's the 1-2 on the way, and a swing and a miss, and a slider down and away gets Simon out. Well, Widener is dialed in here, two up and two down. And now to the top of the order, and Mickey McDonald, who's 1-for-3 with a single to open the ballgame. He's been held hitless since. Widener has not allowed a run, earned or unearned, in three of his last five outings. Just to follow up on Jess's inquiry, pitch on the way is low and inside, ball one. Originally a 12th round selection of the Yankees, Taylor Widener. Here's the pitch, and a swing and a foul back to the left. One ball and one strike to Mickey McDonald.
I got a glimpse of David McKinnon without his hat on. It is glorious.
You're not envious?
I am for the aspect of him having the confidence to pull it off.
That one is a strike at the knees, and it's 1-2.
I think I'm confident, but I don't think I'm that confident.
I would tend to disagree.
You think I could, like, rock a mullet?
I mean, you called yourself a Reno 12 at one point.
Yeah. Yesterday I was Reno 13, though.
You took it up a notch,
yes,
for this series. That pitch is off the outside, and it's 2-2. Did you ask me if I thought you could rock a mullet?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you throw it back to, like, 70s, 80s Reno.
Oh, gosh, yes. That's just global, not even Reno.
Here's the 2-2, and it's swung on and missed, and down on strikes goes McDonald in a dominant inning for Taylor Widener. The dad strength is on full display here tonight for Widener. And he strikes out the side in order and looks sharp doing it. Nothing across for the Aviators in the top of the seventh. And it's time to stand and stretch here on the banks of the Truckee. We go to the bottom of the seventh. Reno 4, Vegas 1 on MILB-TV and the Aces Digital Network.
Summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. It lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me. All summer long we sang a song, and then we strolled that golden sand. Two sweethearts and the summer wind. Like painted kites, those days and nights, they went flying by. The world was new beneath the blue umbrella sky. Then softer than a Piper man, one day it called to you. I lost you to the summer wind.
Jordan Luplo leads it off for the Aces, and he'll face Sam Selman, the new pitcher for the Aviators. And the pitch is off the outside, ball one to Luplo. Well, a bullpen game by design for the Aces, a bullpen game out of necessity for the Aviators because their starter Jared Koenig didn't make it out of the first. That swung on and popped up to the first base side of the infield, and McKinnon is there, and McKinnon, back of the first base bag, makes the catch for the first out of the inning. So Selman is the fifth pitcher for Vegas tonight.
I was doing a little bit more prep on Selman to beyond just knowing him and talking to him. And when you Google him, he's a headliner, but that's only because Shohei Ohtani hit a home run off of him. You're a big deal. People know Sam Selman because of that.
Because Shohei took him deep?
Yes.
Three to the right of second, and the pitch is swung on and missed. And it's nothing in one to Seth Beer. Lefty versus lefty here. Selman versus Beer. Well, you're going to give up a big fly, I mean.
I often wonder about that because I know no pitcher wants to give up a home run. But what's... Where's that line? Like, it was Mike Trout. It's chill. It's Shohei Ohtani. Or if it's like a rookie's first major league home run. If there's any sentimental value behind any of that. But Selman's like the coolest laid-back guy ever. So I feel like he was just like, yeah, you know, it's Ohtani.
Swing and a ground ball to first is going to be taken by McKinnon. He'll underhand to Selman, covering the bag for a 3-1 put out. Quickly, two up and two down. And for Aviator pitching, that's seven in a row retired since Jose Herrera walked in that fifth inning where the Aces loaded the bases with nobody out and failed to score.
And Japanese media actually went into the clubhouse and talked to him about it, and he was happy to do it. He was just like, okay,
cool.
Yeah, he was awesome about it. Because, you know, at the Coliseum, I think we give out around 20 extra credentials when Ohtani's in town.
Here's the pitch, and it's swung on and grounded toward first and past the backhand dive of McKinnon into right field, and Buddy Kennedy finds a hit. David McKinnon tried to smother it, but it got underneath his glove and into right field, and Buddy Kennedy is aboard for the second time. He walked his last time up and sneaks a knock past McKinnon.
Yeah, I wonder if McKinnon was a little bit more toward the right side. If he laid out a little bit more smooth, that could have stopped. But, you know, I love McKinnon at first base. All in all, it was a solid hit, so we can't take that away from him.
Sam Selman, the 66th overall pick of the Royals in 2012 out of Vanderbilt. And the pitch is a slider down and in, and Herrera able to check his swing, and it's ball one. Selman made his major league debut with the Giants in 2019. 10 appearances with San Francisco. Got back during the pandemic in 2020. Had 24 appearances then. Was with the Giants last season as well as the River Cats and the Angels in the big leagues. The pitch is taken for a strike. And it's 1-1. And this is first season with the A's. And this is 22nd appearance with the Aviators. He's made 12 appearances with Oakland. And this is 22nd with Vegas. A 2.96 ERA coming into this outing. Here's the 1-1, and it is low, and it's two balls and one strike.
And I told you earlier just how good Herrera is against lefties.
He is strong from the right side of the plate, and they shift him three to the left of second. That right side is open. We've seen Herrera beat the shift many times this series. That swung on and missed, a nasty pitch down and in, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes at first base. Kennedy with two outs. He's being held by McKinnon. Here comes, and a swing and a miss, and Herrera chasing a 91-mile-an-hour fastball up out of the zone, and that does it for the Aces. Selman picks up his first strikeout. That is the fourth for Aviators pitching. No runs, a hit, no errors, and a man left. As we move to the eighth, it's Reno 4, Vegas 1 on MILB-TV and the Aces Digital Network.
At Firehouse Subs, we make our subs differently because our subs can make a difference. Like our spicy Cajun chicken sub with sliced, grilled Cajun seasoned chicken breast, melted pepper jack cheese, house-made Cajun mayo and jalapenos, all on a toasted sub roll. Order online or on the app to have your subs ready for pickup or delivery. Only at Firehouse Subs. Participate in U.S. locations.
Yeah. You know Red Robin as the home of 25 gourmet burgers and free refills of bottomless fries. And now, for premium Donato's Pizza. Every Donato's Pizza is made fresh to order and loaded edge to edge with toppings, like the large signature pepperoni topped with 100 mouth-watering pepperonis. Go ahead, count them. Whatever you and your crew are craving, Red Robin has you covered. With gourmet burgers, bottomless fries, and Donato's Pizza. Dine in, to go, or delivery. Now, sing it with me.
Red Robin.
Yum.
For 30 years, Camelot Party Rentals has offered the largest selection of tents, linens, tables, chairs, and wedding rentals, and is the largest party rentals provider in Reno, Lake Tahoe, and Northern Nevada. Camelot Party Rentals has event specialists that will help you create any event, big or small. Visit their showroom where you can see firsthand all they have to offer for your special event. Go to CamelotPartyRentals.com. That's CamelotPartyRentals.com. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5.
Zach Mayrudy, Jessica Kleinschmidt, so glad to have you with us here at Greater Nevada Field, where the new pitcher for the Aces is Mitchell Stumpo in the top of the eighth. The Aces are six defensive outs away from their biggest lead in the West this season. The Aces would lead Vegas by 9 games if they win tonight, with 25 left to play. Stumpo facing 2, 3, and 4, Jordan Diaz, Luis Barrera, and Matt Davidson. Second baseman Kennedy shaded toward the middle, and the pitch is outside, ball one. Outfield straight away. Balanced infield, two on either side, but Kennedy again cheating toward the middle. Stumpo, the right-hander out of Guilford College. The pitch swung on and missed, and the count 1-1, and he is making his 37th relief appearance this season. 1-2, a 4.46 ERA. 34 and a third innings, he's allowed 17 earned runs on 25 hits. And a pitch up and outside off the glove of Maroglio into the backstop. 39 strikeouts, 24 walks again, and 31 and a third innings for Mitchell Stumpo. And for Stumpo, he has not allowed a run earned or unearned in his last five outings. Here's the pitch. And a swing and a ground ball sharply hit, but right at the third baseman, Duzenac, but it gets through him and into left field. And Jordan Diaz will be aboard. We'll see what happened there with Camden Duzenac. That was hit right at him and got underneath his glove. So that'll likely be an E5 and the first error of the ball game.
Definitely uncharacteristic for Duzenac.
No doubt. Well, they gave that a hit.
Okay. So they must agree.
Pitches up high, ball one. To me, that looked like it was right at his glove.
I agree.
Here's the pitch. And holding on a check swing. No, going around on the appeal. The third base umpire, Tom Hanahan, ruling from the middle of the diamond that Barrera went around. Luis can't believe it. Well, he went around more than I thought that he did. Pitches up high. And it's 2-1. Bless you. 2-1 is swung on and missed, and now 2-2. Two balls and two strikes to Barrera. Again, Diaz at first base being held by Seth Beer. The pitch is low and inside. And it's 3-2. Here comes, and Barrera swings and nubs it up the third base side, but foul. Had that one hugged the line and stayed fair, that would have been a hit for Luis. Three balls, two strikes. And here it comes, and it's low and inside, ball four. So Barrera walks. So you have ball that was ruled a hit, and then Barrera walks, and two on and nobody out here for the Aviators. And all of a sudden, it is seat squirming time here at Greater Nevada Field. Two on with nobody out. The Aces holding a 4-1 lead in the top of the eighth inning. But you have Matt Davidson coming up, who, as Aces fans well know, is more than capable of tying it with one swing. And Davidson homered in the fourth inning, accounting for Vegas' only run in this game.
Yeah, I talked to you about that lower half power that he possesses.
Pitch is swung on and fouled back for strike one.
He's a guy who loves to show it off.
Well, the ace is hoping he doesn't want to show it off here.
Not too much.
That would tie the game, obviously. Again, Diaz at second and Barrera at first. The 0-1 is swung on and missed, and it's nothing in two. No balls and two strikes, and a pitch, and a swing and a bouncing ball to third. It's going to be clubbed neatly by Duzinek. Goes to second for one. Kennedy's turn to first is in time, and they send it around the horn, and it's a 5-4-3 double play. And Duzinek, who had that ball get underneath his glove to start the inning, fields that one beautifully. That was a tricky field there for Duzinek. And a neat glove falling to his left. Duz spins, goes to second for the out there, and Kennedy the turn to first in time to get Davidson, and that changes the complexion of this inning big time. Big
yes,
help for Stumpo.
Certainly making up for that play, and then the way that he was able to go on the left side added some momentum to head towards second for that double play. Beautiful work.
Here's the pitch, and it's swung on and missed by McKinnon, and it's nothing and one. So now the Aviators left with Diaz at third base and two outs. McKinnon was hit by a pitch on his elbow guard his last time up, just barely grazed him. That one is in the dirt. And it's one ball and one strike. McKinnon, the shoulder length hair out to the back of his helmet. Trying to get Diaz in from third with two outs and draw the Aviators closer. 1-1 is going to be off the outside. A check swing, and he went around, says first base umpire Mark Stewart. So one ball and two strikes. There's that nasty slider from Stumpo. He definitely won.
Yeah. Almost looked like McKinnon was having fun with him, too. Like, are you sure?
Pitch is swung on and fouled at the plate. Again, Stumpo is not allowed to run in his last five outings. Guy that rocketed through the system last year. Began in low A, Visalia, and made it all the way to Reno. And a guy that went undrafted out of Guilford College. Back to his old form. The 1-2 is low and outside, and it's two balls and two strikes. Stumpo has that nasty slider. He throws it 89 miles an hour, and obviously hitters will try and lay off it, but it's tough with Stumpo able to locate his fastball that he throws 92, 93, sometimes 95. The pitch is a slider again off the outside and a full count. And if McKinnon were to walk or reach in some manner, Nate Mondu would come up as a possible tying run. Three-two, and a swing and a foul tip off the mitt of Marolio. Dom unable to squeeze it. See how close he came.
Oh, wow.
Almost snow-coned it. Marolio just didn't have the glove aligned properly there. So it stays 3-2 on McKinnon. The pitch is inside ball four. That was a fastball from Stumpo, and McKinnon walks. So we will have Mondu coming up as the possible tying run. And if you're the Aces, you've seen Mondu make two spectacular defensive plays in this game. And now Nate has a chance to make an impact on the offensive side.
Hoping to build off on the momentum he already has so far.
Here's the pitch, and it's up and outside, ball one. Third baseman Duzenac tight to the infield grass. The middle infielders are back. The outfielders straight away. The pitch is taken for a strike, and it's even at 1-1. Runners at the edges with two outs. Here in the top of the eighth inning, the Aces cling to a 4-1 lead. The pitch is right there for a strike. 94 on the fastball, clipped the bottom of the zone, and now it's 1-2. Stumpo gets the grip and sets at the letters. The pitch is strike three called on the outside corner. He backdoored him with an 89-mile-an-hour slider. And Nate can't believe it. That was just a perfect pitch there from Mitchell Stumpo on the outside edge. And there was nothing much that Mondu was going to be able to do with that pitch. And Mitchell Stumpo couldn't have walked it up there any better. Mondu down on strikes, and Stumpo picks up his first strikeout and works around what was scored a hit and then a couple of walks. No runs, one hit, no errors, and two men left stranded. At the bottom of the eighth inning, it remains the Aces 4, the Aviators 1 on MILB-TV and the Aces Digital Network.
Wake up each morning to the Desert Sun. Desert Sun Bagel Company. Desert Sun Bagel Company uses only fresh, locally sourced ingredients. Our bagels are baked to perfection daily. Coffee from Blind Dog Roasters is always freshly brewed. And your selection is grilled to order, never microwaved. Visit us at 495 Morrill Avenue, just off 4th Street. Or place your online order at DesertSunBagels.com.
Pizzeria Lupo, Reno's first pizzeria to serve Detroit-style square pan pizzas. You can find them alongside their New York-inspired round pies, smoked jumbo chicken wings, salads, and soft-serve ice cream. Choose from one of their masterfully crafted signature pizzas or create your own. Order ahead online at pizzerialupo.com and find them in Reno's Midtown District at 190 West California Avenue.
Slide into home plate and grab a slice of your favorite pizza at Mountain Mike's. For over 40 years, they've been making pizza the way it ought to be, handmade with the freshest and finest ingredients, dough made fresh daily, and toppings to the edge. Reno fans, experience their legendary crispy curly pepperoni, now with two locations on McCarran Boulevard and West 5th Street at Keystone. It's time to hit a home run at Mountain Mike's. Order online for delivery or carryout at mountainmikespizza.com or on their app.
New pitcher for the Aviators on Major League Rehab, it's Brent Honeywell. And Honeywell making his fourth appearance with Vegas. And he will face Dominic Canzone. And we saw Honeywell last night for an inning, so this is back-to-back appearances for him as that pitch in for a strike, and it's nothing in one. And yesterday he went a scoreless frame, worked around a hit, and struck out one. 0-1, and Canzone showing a bunt. He bunts first base side. It's going to be Honeywell picking it up, and he throws to first, and just in time to get Canzone. And Honeywell just had enough of a throwing angle to get it over to McKinnon at first base. So it's a 1-3 put out to open the bottom of the eighth.
You can watch this body language of Honeywell saying, nope, I got it. It makes a big difference.
And he had just enough of a lane to get it to first base. So one down, and Dominic Maroglio coming up. You talked a little bit about Honeywell yesterday, Jess.
Yeah, he's here on a Major League Rehab assignment, which sounds kind of counterintuitive because he hasn't been with the A's, the actual big league Cub, quite yet. A shoulder injury, or an elbow injury that he's been dealing with for a while. But after last night's outing, he's looking really solid. They wanted to go back-to-back nights for him, and they're stretching him out to be a bullpen guy after starting his career as a starter. So they're seeing what happens, and hopefully continue that coming out of the A's bullpen if all things go well, which things are looking good right now. Maybe next year he can come back as in a starter role.
Pitch was fouled off to the left by Maroglio. One ball and one strike, and a pitch He swung on and missed, and now 1-2. Honeywell had two rehab starts with the low A club in Stockton, which just sounds weird to say because for many years the California League was high A, but two rehab starts with Stockton totaling three innings, allowing one run on four hits. Here's the 1-2, and a swing and a pop-up. This is back of home plate, and Simonite scrambling for it, but that's going to be on our side of the screen. Honeywell drafted it in the second round, the 72nd overall pick by the Rays in 2014, and out of Walter State Community College in Morristown, Tennessee. He made his Major League debut with the Rays last season. Three appearances, two of them starts, allowed four runs on five hits and four and a third innings in his time in the big leagues. The 1-2 is swung on and looped towards shallow right, and that'll drop in for Maroglio and be a base hit. So a two-hit night for Dominic Maroglio. And the Aces have a man on with one out, and Camden Duzenac coming up next. Duzenac laid down a bunt single when he came up in the fourth inning. He fouled out to right his last time up. So McKinnon and Maroglio chop it up at first base.
I just want a reality show and have these guys be mic'd up at first base so bad. It's all I want.
That would be a great reality show.
Put a mic on Joey Votto, Brandon Belt, go crazy.
That's inside ball one. I wouldn't have guessed that Votto would have been your first suggestion.
You know, I thought I'd change it up a little bit, surprise you.
I'm stunned.
Well, Brandon Belt is also a really good interview, and you know, him and I actually bonded over Joey Votto.
Is he a big fan as well?
Who isn't?
Pitches low and outside.
Besides Philly. Beyond that, though.
Two balls and no strikes to Camden Duzenac. Well, if anyone could put that into motion, that would be you.
I've been low-key, like, pitching it to people, because you never know if you pitch it to the right person.
Two balls and no strikes to Duzenac. Here's the pitch. And a swing and a high fly ball. That is toward the left field corner. Racing over there is Kelly. And Kelly will not have a play. It's back into the picnic table section down the left field line. And a fan's going to come away with a souvenir down there. One fan is lamenting that he didn't get a shot at it. Two balls and one strike to Duzenac. Here's the pitch. And it's high and tight, 3-1. A little programming note, Jess and I will be on the Nevada Sportsnet tomorrow. Our game will be televised on NSN. And we will have a live open of that broadcast at 6:30. If you're going to tune in on the radio side tomorrow, we will open our radio broadcast with that to open. And it will set the lineups just prior to first pitch, as that is in for a strike, and it's 3-2.
That cutter is looking really good from Honeywell.
Outfield straight away, and infielders all push back with the exception of the first baseman, McKinnon, who holds Maroglio. Runner goes. The pitch is inside, and the ball popped out of the mitt of Simonite, but it doesn't matter. That is ball four to Duzenac, so Maroglio forced to second. And Duzenac at first, so two on with one out, and now back to the top of the order, and Dominic Fletcher, who's 2-for-4. Fletch had singles in his first two at-bats. Since then, has flied to left and grounded to third. Fletcher in from the left side. And a pitch is swung on and ripped. Foul.
Wow.
Maybe by a foot. And it's strike one on Fletcher. Fletch aiming for that right field corner and it yanked it just a little bit too much.
Yeah, the way that Dominic pulls the ball just is terrifying for the opposing team to see.
Another guy that makes consistent contact.
Yeah.
The 0-1 is swung on and missed. Not that time, though, as that pitch fell off the table. The changeup from Honeywell.
It's
and
human.
It's nothing in two.
Human.
Shortstop Smith is shaded toward the middle. Third baseman Davidson is midway between the infield and outfield grass. Center fielder McDonald is stepped towards left center. Honeywell, the stretch and the 0-2, and it is in tight as Marolio Jackknife, Fletcher, beg your pardon, jackknifes out of the way. It's one ball and two strikes to Dominic Fletcher. Here comes, and a swing and a line drive. This is toward the left field corner, and this is going to be off the wall but foul. So Fletcher aiming for both corners in this at-bat.
Like, I knew he covered the ground defensively, but offensively, nobody is safe at the helm of Dominic Fletcher.
Yeah, he can spray the ball around a bit. With all the star power in the outfield for the Diamondbacks, everybody forgets about Dominic Fletcher coming up through the chain, and he's going to be a good one.
Yeah, we were talking about that. There's a lot of good problems to have on that Diamondbacks squad with all the good hitting. So that's why I was surprised to see him still here, but that's the reason why.
1-2 is pulled foul first base side. So Fletcher stays alive, getting a piece of a changeup there.
Getting a few extra pitches during his major league rehab assignment for Honeywell.
One ball and two strikes, and a pitch, and a swing and a fly ball. That is to a shallow left center field. Kelly is coming in, and Kelly will make the catch. Kelly made the catch between Kevin Smith and Mickey McDonald, who were also flanking. And in the case of Smith, he was going out. McDonald was also coming in. But that is secured by the left fielder, Kelly. So now two away, and Wilmer Defoe coming up. And Defoe 1-for-4. He singled in the second inning. The Aces have not scored outside of the first. Reno scored 4 runs in the first inning off Koenig. They chased him from the game in the first inning. Koenig, 2/3 of an inning, allowed 4 runs on 6 hits, no walks, and 1 strikeout. Honeywell's 20th pitch of the inning is swung on and pulled to the right side. Ranging to his left is Smith, the shortstop, and from the right side of the infield throws to first to get Defoe. And that ends the inning. So the Aces again pose a threat but do not score. No runs, 1 hit, no errors, and 2 men left. The Aces have stranded 10 through 8 innings. And we'll see if that comes back to haunt them as we go to the top of the ninth. It's Reno 4 and Vegas 1, and the Aces are 3 outs away from a 9-game lead in the West on MILB TV and the Aces Digital Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, Japan is now in Reno.
Well, kind of. Teriyaki Madness brings huge bowls of delicious teriyaki to the Summit Shopping Center. Stop in and customize your perfect bowl with all-natural ingredients like marinated fire-grilled chicken, sauces made in-house, and loads of fresh veggies. It's all prepared fresh just for you. It's cheaper than a flight to Tokyo, and you'll be home in time for Jeopardy! Teriyaki Madness, east of 580 at Mount Rose Highway in the Summit Shopping Center right across from the mall. Teriyaki Madness, you gotta have this!
The Reno Aces have the best entertainment deal for the summer. It's the Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package. You'll get 8 tickets to can't-miss games at Greater Nevada Field and 2 free buffets and a night stay at the Atlantis Casino.
Certain restrictions may apply.
To get your tickets and perks, visit renoaces.com under the Tickets and Promotions tab. The Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package at renoaces.com.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it cost a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express, now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit renoortho.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and take the afternoon off to binge-watch anything. Or go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting? Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
JB Wendelken is on to try and save this game as we go to the bottom, or beg your pardon, the top of the ninth inning. The Aces have a 4-1 lead, and the Aces have not scored outside of the first inning. They've stranded 10 base runners through eight. But the Aviators had not had much in the way of offense as the pitch on the way is swung on and missed by Smith, and it's nothing and one. Reno out hitting Vegas 12-4, and I could make the argument the Aviators should only have three hits. They gave a ball that was hit by Duzenac, a hit. I thought it was an error, but only four hits tonight for the Aviators as the pitch is swung on and chopped to left side deep in the hole and past the range of Defoe. Defoe going deep in the hole to his right. And could not get to that one as Smith gets a seeing eye single to begin the top of the ninth inning.
You know, when Wendelken gave me one of the best baseball quotes I've ever heard ever. And he said, baseball loves you sometimes, but it hates you sometimes too.
It's very true. It is very true. Kevin Smith in from the right, the left side of the pitch, or I beg your pardon, Dalton Kelly in from the left side. Kevin Smith just singled, and Kelly fouls that off to the left for strike one. Kelly has struck out three times. He's had no dice tonight, and he has faced three different pitchers, Bain, Uceta, and Widener. Pitches off the outside, and it's one ball and one strike. Mitchell Stumpo went one inning. Stumpo pitched the eighth. He gave up one hit. He walked two, and he struck out one. Of course, did not allow a run. Outfield straight away, and Wendelken delivers, and it swung on and missed. And now 1-2, 94 dialed up there by JB, the former Oakland A. And in his second season with the D-backs, he began last season with the A's, actually made four appearances with Vegas. 26 appearances with Oakland last year and then 20 appearances with the D-backs. A swing and a fly ball hit well to left center field. Going back is Canzone, and Canzone underneath the dashers makes the catch. That was driven a long way by Dalton Kelly, and Dominic Canzone just enough room to make the catch back there for out number one, and Wendelken exhales a sigh of relief. Canzone had it all the way.
Call it a warning track for nothing.
Will Simonite will not hit here. This will be Vince Fernandez. Simonite 0 for 2 with a walk. And here's the pitch, and Fernandez swings and lines one into center field. It's a base hit, and the Aviators going to have a shot here in the ninth inning. A wide turn, but holding at second base is Smith. And Vince Fernandez attacking the first pitch. He ambushed a 94-mile-an-hour fastball, so now two on with one out.
And I talked to you about you want a guy to come off the bench. That's the number one job you have to do is make an impact and take over for a guy in this deep late in the innings, and that's exactly what he did. I love those scenarios. They're my favorite.
Well, Vince Fernandez embraced it there with a one-out single, and now the Aviators have their opportunity. Two on with one out, and Mickey McDonald in from the left side. McDonald could be a pest, and he swings and fouls that pitch back for strike one. Two on with one out. And for the Aces, the mission now is to prevent the guy in the batter's box from crossing home plate. For JB Wendelken, making his 12th appearance with Reno, 4-0, a 4.40 ERA. And he's one of three in save chances. 14 and a third innings, he's allowed 7 runs on 10 hits, 7 walks, and 20 strikeouts. Here's the pitch. And it is low. And it's one ball and one strike. And it now looks like we have maybe an equipment issue here with Maroglio. Looks like he needs some tape. So one ball and one strike to Mickey McDonald. Again, 1-for-4. McDonald's single to open the game has not been aboard since. Here's the 1-1, and a check swing put in play to the first base side is going to be taken by Kennedy, who shovels from the glove to Seth Beer at first for out number two. So McDonald checked his swing, put the ball in play, and put it in play hard enough to where Kennedy could charge. Didn't have to come in too far. He was on the infield dirt. And a neat little shovel there from Buddy to Seth for the second out, and that puts the Aces on the brink of the win column.
And I don't want to take away from that. That is sometimes a very difficult play to make if you don't have the right grip on the ball or too much of the grip on the ball on the glove. Who knows where that ball's going? So nice work there.
Yeah, nice touch there by Kennedy. And now Jordan Diaz, who takes a strike, and it's nothing in one. Diaz 1-for-3 with a single. He's also drawn a walk. He is the possible tying run in the batter's box. Two on either side of second. The outfield straight away. Kennedy shaded toward the middle. And Wendelken, the 0-1. And a swing and a fly ball that is lifted toward the right field corner. It is slicing out of play. No balls, two strikes. And Wendelken is one strike away. The 0-2 is just off the outside. One ball and two strikes, a little bit high as well. It is official scorer's decision who would get the win today for the Aces. Holton was the first out of the pen, yet he gave up the only run. One ball and two strikes. And here comes. And a swing and a flare, shallow right, racing to his left and making the catch is Luplo. Luplo, who homers in his first game with the Aces, makes the catch and a nice running one at that toward the line for the final out of the ball game. And the Aces have their biggest lead of the season in the West. 9 games. No runs, 2 hits, no errors, and 2 men left as Wendelken swerves around some icebergs in the top of the 9th inning and picks up the save tonight, his 2nd of the season. Our final totals, the Aces 4 runs, 12 hits, and no errors. The Aviators 1 run, 6 hits, and no errors. Not sure who's going to get the win for the Aces. We'll have to wait for the final box. Again, it's the official scorer's decision, and we don't have an intercom here, so they can't tell us. Maybe Holton, maybe Uceta. We do know that the losing pitcher is Jared Koenig, who did not make it out of the 1st inning. So Koenig suffers the loss for Vegas, and Koenig will see his record dip to 5-6 with the Aviators. And J.B. Wendelken gets the save. And for Wendelken, his 2nd save. And that his 4th opportunity. We'll have the time of the game when we come back. The paid attendance tonight was 3,074. 3,074, the announced paid crowd here at Greater Nevada Field. And they head home happy as the home team comes away with a win. And that's 10 straight wins for the Aces over the Aviators. That's really impressive. That's ownage right there.
Yeah, it's definitely showing in every approach at the plate. It's showing out in the outfield. They're a solid team right now.
The Aces lead the West by 9 games, and they win by a final of 4-1. Jess and I will come back for the post-game portion of our broadcast. On the radio side, if you're with us on the television side, we'll say so long for now. Our thanks to Sam Farnsworth and our outstanding video team here at the ballpark for all the great looks inside Greater Nevada Field. Again, our final score, the Aces 4, the Aviators 1, And Jess and I are back with the postgame next on the Aces Digital Network.
Don't let ouch ruin your day. Swift Orthopedic Urgent Clinic will get you the care and treatment you need when you need it. Swift accepts walk-ins and same-day appointments. Their orthopedic specialists are experienced in diagnosing and treating car accident or personal injuries, sports injuries, broken bones, strains and sprains, muscle pain, injured joints, and back and neck pain. With locations in Sparks and in Reno, relief isn't far away. Learn more at swifturgentclinic.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Money talks. Unfortunately, it usually says things like, "Let's buy a dune buggy," or, "Sure, Daryl will pay us back. He's our brother-in-law." That's why there's cashback checking from Greater Nevada Credit Union. With cashback checking, every time you spend money, you earn money. So the only thing your money will say is, "When did you get so smart about money?" Cashback checking. Just another way Greater Nevada Credit Union helps more people live greater. Learn more at livegreater.com or your local branch. Federally insured by NCUA.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Just crack open a nice cold Coors Light and take the afternoon off to binge watch anything. Or go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting? Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back inside Greater Nevada Field. And it's great to have had you with us tonight, Zach Beirute. And Jessica Kleinschmidt, glad to have been with you. The Aces have won their 10th straight over the Aviators. They do it by a final of 4-1. The Aces have a 9-game lead in the West. And Jess, you know, this is a new-look Aces team. I know you're getting your first look in maybe a month plus at this Aces team. But losing Stone Garrett, losing Corbin Carroll, and guys that have gone up and down. They maintained a level of consistency, and the Aces now have their 70th win of the season, and they looked impressive tonight. At times, I mean, offensively, it was touch and go, but as far as locking down the Aviators, the pitching was phenomenal tonight.
Yeah, pitching was phenomenal, and even, you know, that first inning, they pounced really quickly, and it was really good to see Jordan Luplo. I know he's definitely getting demoted, but he wanted to see more consistency in his at-bats, just to get more at-bats. It's going to help him in his confidence as well. Pitching overall, like you said, was fantastic, especially dipping into the bullpen as much as they did, remain consistent. As I mentioned, the offensive capabilities, Dominic Fletcher, every time. I know you were talking about losing Stone Garrett, very true, and Corbin Carroll, but you still have the Seth Beer on the team who's fantastic, and Maroglio's always coming through clutch, and even Camden Duzinek with that error still made up for himself, and you almost forget about it. So overall, just a solid performance by everybody.
Yeah, let's get you started with our final totals. The Aces, 4 runs, 12 hits, no errors. They left 10 stranded. By the way, runners left on base, big for both teams tonight. Vegas, 1 run, 6 hits, no errors. They as well stranded 10. The winning pitcher, Edwin Uceta, so they did give the win to Uceta, not Holton, and Holton was the first out of the pen, but he gave up the lone run, the home run of Davidson. So Uceta gets the win. He's now 6-1. The losing pitcher, Jared Koenig, who's now 5-6. And J.B. Wendelken notches his second save, pitching around a couple of singles in the ninth in a game that took 2 hours and 35 minutes to complete. The paid attendance was 3,074, the announced paid crowd here at Greater Nevada Field. Well, let's take it back through it, and it was the first inning for the Aces. That's the only scoring inning for Reno tonight. As just mentioned, they jumped right on him. Dominic Fletcher, a leadoff single. And then after Wilmer Defoe fly to right, Jordan Luplo, his first at-bat with the Aces, hits a 2-run homer out to left off of the Coors Light sign. And that gave the Aces a 2-0 lead. And it's always good to see, and I know you touched on it, Jess, just a minute ago, but Luplo being sent down, and that can be tough for a guy, but you homer in your first at bat, and that tells you a lot about Jordan Luplo and that he's still locked in.
Yeah, and he definitely has confidence in his overall approach to hitting, and I think he just needs to capitalize off of that a little bit. And I love a guy, even despite a demotion, he doesn't lose and doesn't get I don't want to say snooty about it, but he embraces the challenge and understands I do have to get better. There are things I need to work on. And go to a place like the PCL where you can develop more of that confidence, get more consistent at bats, and it just goes to show you can capitalize off of that when eventually you do have your shot back again.
So Luplo with the two-run homer gave the Aces a start. Seth Beer then singled, one of two hits tonight for Seth. And after Buddy Kennedy struck out, there were two outs in the inning. It looked like Koenig might put an end to that first inning, but it was not to be for him tonight. Jose Herrera beats the shift with a single to right. Dominic Canzone then laces him. Oh, he didn't lace it. He looped it, an RBI single to right. Canzone usually does lace the ball, but he looped that one to right. And then Dominic Maroglio with a single to right. That was the end of the line for Koenig. Two-thirds of an inning, four runs allowed on six hits, no walks, and one strikeout. And outside of the Luplo home run, this was just hits allowed here by Koenig. It wasn't like he was getting roped completely, but, you know, the pitch count catches up with you, especially in one inning where they want you to throw maybe no more than 35 pitches.
Yeah, and, you know, it's interesting to see what he was dealing with because he was coming out of that bullpen game with the Yankees, and that's always interesting to see. I never know how those guys are going to transition from this or that. We don't 100% know what was working and what wasn't working for him over on the night, having we'll eventually maybe talk to him about that. But overall, I don't want people to think that Koenig is a bad pitcher. I really think we need to give more credit to the Aces bats.
I don't think anybody thinks that.
I know, and I really feel like the Aces bats took advantage of it, and I think that we all can give them credit. And, you know, we all have our off days and everything like that, and despite Koenig not being 100% a strikeout guy, his stuff did show signs of being nasty, as, you know, especially his specialty pitches, so there's something to think about there.
He went two-thirds of an inning, gave up four runs all earned on six hits, no walks, 1K. And then the Aviators' bullpen was brilliant. Let's see, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 1/3 scoreless innings cobbled together by the Vegas bullpen. Brian Howard had the bulk of that. 3 1/3 scoreless, gave up three hits, one walk, and one strikeout. And then Tyler Sear, Jake LeMoyne, Sam Selman, and Brent Honeywell on Major League Rehab, each with a scoreless inning apiece. So the Vegas bullpen was outstanding. And, look, I'm biased. I like to see Brian Howard in a starter's role, but here he is 3 1/3 innings scoreless, you know?
He was a starter, like a parallel starter, you know, if you want to look at it that way. And you're right. He definitely extended coming out of the bullpen. That's always a tough assignment that they come in earlier than they're used to. But you're right. He does have that starting background. Maybe that wasn't as difficult of a task for him, but I really loved his stuff tonight.
Yeah, the Aces would get some guys on. They had two on in the second inning and couldn't score, caught stealing of Dominic Fletcher on a busted double steal. The big miss for the Aces was when they loaded the bases with nobody out in the fifth. Beer singled and then back-to-back walks, Kennedy and Herrera. But then on a ball that got by the catcher, Simonite, Beer tried to score, and Simonite got a true carom off the backstop, and he was able to flip it to Sear for the tag out of the plate. Excuse me, and then Canzone struck out looking. And Maroglio lined out on a tremendous play by Mondu, who had a couple of dazzling plays tonight.
Mondude.
that is definitely yours.
Yeah.
And you better put that to use.
I will. I can't wait to tell them that.
But that was the big miss tonight for the Aces, where they could have really blown out the Aviators and extended this lead. The Aviators were shut down over the first two innings by Jeff Bain, who gave up a single in each of his two innings of work. And then Tyler Holton worked the next two, and Holton gave up a leadoff home run to Matt Davidson in the fourth inning. That made it 4-1, but that would be the last run that scored in this game. Holton got the next three batters in succession, so it's not like he had a bad outing. He just gave up a home run to a guy that hits a ton of them in Davidson. Edwin Uceta, two scoreless innings, did not allow a hit. He walked two, hit a batter, struck out four. Taylor Widener looked brilliant tonight and dominant. A 1-2-3 inning where he struck out the side in order in the seventh. Mitchell Stumpo worked around a leadoff single and a walk in the eighth, and he induced a 5-4-3 double play, and I still maintain that leadoff single should have been an error on Duzenac, but nonetheless, they scored it an error, the way they saw, but that 5-4-3 double play was a huge help to Stumpo, and then when Delkin had to hold his breath a little bit in the ninth inning, gave up a couple of singles, two on with one out, but McDonald grounded to second, and Diaz flied to right on a nice play made by Luplo running toward the line to end the ball game. And the Aces bullpen was just as good as the Aviators tonight.
I agree. And, you know, you're talking about Widener and just doing fantastic. And then on the other side, we mentioned Howard coming into that really intense situation. But at the same time, you know, even with Honeywell coming on that Major League Rehab assignment, Selman had a phenomenal outing as well. And minus that first inning, it was a really even game across comparing to those pitching, the pitching and the bullpen as well.
Again, that's how it went down tonight here at Greater Nevada Field. Our final totals, the Aces, 4 runs, 12 hits, no errors. They left 10. The Aviators, 1 run, 6 hits, no errors. They left 10. The winning pitcher, Edwin Uceta, now 6-1. The losing pitcher, Jared Koenig, now 5-6. J.B. Wendelken, his second save in a game that took 2 hours and 35 minutes. Paid attendance, 3,074 here at Greater Nevada Field. Saw the Aces beat the Aviators for a 10th straight time, and I guess appropriate that both runners left 10 on base on this night. On the out-of-town scoreboard in the Coastal League, one game still in progress, a game that you don't see a ton in Tacoma, type of game that is. Tacoma 11, Sacramento 10, that is in the sixth inning. Tacoma not one of the parks in the league where the ball jumps, but those teams are stringing together some hits tonight. They've combined on 21 hits and 21 runs. And right now, Tacoma leading Sac in a slugfest, 11-10. Everything else, a final. Round Rock edging Oklahoma City tonight, getting 2 runs in the bottom of the eighth. Round Rock with a 7-6 win over OKC. Sugar Land over Albuquerque, 8-6. And it was Salt Lake over El Paso, 3-1 at Southwest University Park. And that is the out-of-town scoreboard on this Wednesday, August 31st, 2022. And if you can believe it, we are 2 hours and 37 minutes away from the month of September, and probably hearing a lot of Earth, Wind, and Fire tomorrow. Get ready for the Earth, Wind, and Fire memes tomorrow.
Absolutely. And don't forget to pay your rent.
Yeah, all you derelicts out there, don't forget to pay your rent tomorrow. Glad Jess reminded you. The Aviators have not announced their starter tomorrow. The Aces will send Brandon Pfaadt to the mound. I know you're excited to see Brandon Pfaadt. He's really dazzled in his first few AAA outings to the tune of a 2.03 ERA. And I know you're going to enjoy watching him. 6:35 first pitch. I don't want to call it your TV debut because you've done TV before, but it's your TV debut doing, analyst work for a game.
Analyst work for a game in my hometown with my favorite broadcaster. Let's go.
Wow, I just got named
100%. 100%. I'm not even lying.
Much, much love.
Yeah.
Well, Jess and I will be on at 6:30 tomorrow on Nevada Sportsnet. Again, that's our open at 6:30 on NSN. If you're tuning into the radio broadcast, you'll hear the open for television, and then we'll start the radio simulcast just prior to first pitch. And again, our broadcast tomorrow on Nevada Sportsnet begins at 6:30. You can also catch it on MILB TV. They'll just stream it through MILB TV if you're out of market. But if you're in Reno, catch me and Jess on NSN tomorrow at 6:30. And that about does it for us tonight. Any final thoughts?
I really am considering, I can't tell who my favorite player was tonight between Nate and Dominic Fletcher.
You could have one on either side. How about
ooh,
that?
Ooh, is that like when you pick an NL and an AL team?
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. But don't get it twisted and don't wear that split Bay Area hat. There's none of that.
Never.
I'm not about that.
I'm a lady. I will say this is a very, very fun game to not only watch and cover, but just really two solid teams going up against each other, and I really appreciated it.
Well, we're going to have the same tomorrow, and again, we're on NSN tomorrow. Before we go, thanks so much to you, the fans, for tuning in. We do sincerely hope you enjoy each and every one of our broadcasts. I'd also like to thank the entire hardworking Aces front office staff. Special thanks to Adam Nichols and Drew McDonald on the PR side, and AJ Grimm and Chase Grodin on the social media. My partner, the great Jess Kleinschmidt. And I'm Zach Bayrudy saying so long from Greater Nevada Field. Again, our final score tonight, the Aces 4, the Aviators 1. We'll see you tomorrow night, 6:30 on Nevada Sportsnet. Our radio simulcast begins just prior to first pitch, and we'll look forward to catching you then. Until then, enjoy the rest of your Wednesday night, and so long from the biggest little city.